Blog Talk Radio.
It's just enough. Air it out radio, it's that chick fire. Go smack somebody, tell them you on.
Your music, we finna air it out. Nothing to lose, and many the truth, the artists we care about. Genuine feedback, no, you don't need a check. Just air it out radio. Don't forget your .net. Stepping to music, we finna air it out. Nothing to lose, or many the truth, the artists we care about. Genuine feedback, no, you don't need a check. Just air it out radio. Don't forget the dot net. Air it out with Big Clack. Artists bringing one track. Fire checking that studio. Mondays you get smacked. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. All night they go clap. 1 to 10 when them ratings hit. X maybe it lacks. Cheetos do favorites. It's always a fair shot. Just make sure you on time. To you hear your name drop. She don't do favorites. It's always a fair shot. Just make sure you on time. To you hear your name drop.
Summit your music. It's in the air it out. Nothing to lose and many the truth. The artists we care about. Genuine feedback. No, you don't need a check. Air it out radio.
Don't forget the .net. Summit your music. Listen to air it out. Nothing to lose or many to choose. The artists we care about. Genuine feedback. No, you don't need a check. Air it out radio. Don't forget the .net.
Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio is that chick Fraya. Make sure y'all check out that website, airitoutradio.net.
Don't forget to check out the website.
What's the deal?
Check us out online.
airitoutradio.net.
Okay, shout out to the people that's on the phone lines. We got the phone lines popping tonight. Make sure you guys are pressing 1. If you are on the phone lines, if you are on Instagram Live, thank you for tapping in. If you want to come on to the show, make sure you put a red heart up, a red heart. That lets me know that you want to come on to the show. Okay, if you did not get a chance to check that email out, please do so. And if you did not watch that video, you got a little time to watch it really quick so you'll know how the show go. But it's really, really simple. All you got to do is just pay attention to the pattern. With Fabio said, you got to pay attention to the pattern. None of y'all niggas is savage. All right. So if you would like to join the Instagram Live, make sure you put a red heart up. Okay. And if you are on the phone lines, shout out to the people on the phone lines. I love it. We active tonight. Put your number 1 up to let y'all know that you're in the host key. All right. So, you know, that way I don't know you want me to come to you. All right. So, again, there's 2 ways that you can get on the show. 1 is by calling the phone lines, which the number is right there. Okay. Once you're on the phone lines, the lady will say, do you want to be on the host key? Press 1. If you are on the phone, if you are on Instagram Live, and you want to join Instagram, you would put a red heart up on that was in the email. So, you know, now you know. And if you're a regular, this nothing changes. Everything is still the same. Y'all have to excuse the red lipstick. Y'all liking the red lipstick or no? It's like, no, it's giving Elvira. I was going for that look. Okay, I was going for the Elvira look. I don't know if y'all know that. This is close, the closest I'm going to get to Halloween. I'm not one of them people that get dressed up for the Halloween. However, I do like my black lipstick every once in a while. Shout out to everybody that's tapping in. I didn't do a good job promoting this week, did I? I suck. I've been busy. I've been doing so much stuff behind the scenes. I'm like, oh, why you suck? I've been sucking lately. I got to get back on my job where I'm just like, you know, I've been doing a terrible job promoting. You know what I mean? However, I love it. Hopefully Instagram won't do me dirty. They did block me on Fire Chick page, which I still don't know what I did wrong. I think I commented or something and they just was like, you can't go on live for a whole day. No, I think it's today and tomorrow. I think they kicked me off for, you know, and I still don't know what I did wrong. Shout out to the people that's on lockdown with me on Instagram that can't go live. If you cannot go live, please do not join. Please do not put up a red heart and say you want to go live, because you're just wasting time at this point. All right. So if you can go live and you would like to go live on Instagram, make sure you put a red heart up. Okay. A red heart. A red heart. That lets me know that you would like to be on the live. Now, when you come on to Instagram Live, there's a couple rules. All right. For the ladies. All right. No do-rags. No, what do they call them, Jones? Not the do-rags. Well, yeah, whatever. None of them caps, none of that shit, all right? And for the fellas either, like, no rags, all right? No Jones on your head. Go put a hat on. Go do what you got to do. Go slap a wig on real quick, but no, you know, no nothing on your head. Put some hair on or something. We need some hair or a hat on your head. Okay, no do-rags, no scarves, none of that shit, all right? If I got to put something on my head, you got to put something on your head, okay? This is only fair. Guys, if your hair is not, if you don't got a fresh haircut, there you go, bonnet, thank you. If you ain't got a bonnet, you know what it is, all right? If your hair ain't cut fresh, go slap one of them hats on real quick. You know, yes, still will. I let you go that last time, but you got to wear a hat or something. You know what I'm saying? You can't be coming in here. He said, dag, my hair not done, down. Or you mean done? Well, listen, if you got braids and stuff, I mean, it is what it is. You got braids. I ain't going to knock that. But, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. If you got the George Jefferson and then you got all this, you know, ingrown. Incoming. Come on, get it together. You know what I'm talking about. Look presentable. If your hair is bushy on the side, you might want to brush that joint down just a little bit. Look presentable. Don't look like y'all just woke up out the bed and just rolled out. You know what I'm saying? Make y'all selves look presentable. All right, if you just tapping in, this is Air It Out Radio Mondays with Fire Chick. I am that chick Fire. Make sure y'all follow me at Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A Chick. With the K at the end, underscore. They took my other page. It's okay. You know what I mean? I was hurting too. But it's all right. We're going to live. We're going to make it. So again, there's two ways that you can get your track played. One is by calling the show. The number is listed below. Once you're on, press one. If you want to come on Instagram Live, you're going to put a red heart up. Make sure you can come on Instagram Live. Make sure your app is up to date and all that good stuff before you attempt to come on. And you don't want to be on here just sitting up here. Last time I had a bonnet on. I know, no bonnets. I let you slide that time. What is that? Did you get your track? You have to check your email to see if your track is in. All right? You usually get an email. Everybody gets the email and it'll say your track is in. If you got that, you're Gucci. All right, you're live block, bro. Well, then you cannot come on. You could call the show. The number is there below. Now, if you have Metro or you have T-Mobile, it will charge you. That's why some people come on to the phone lines. Now, I advise y'all by now, come on. Everybody has a secondary page. Get y'all shit together. Secondary page is where it's at. You know, but sometimes I think that what happens is once they, well, I don't know. I can't say that because I'm blocked on Fire Chick page from going live, but I'm here on Air It Out Radio. Because I was about to say, maybe if they block that page, they block that one. But no, you know, you probably fucking up on the other page too. So, yeah, if you cannot come on Instagram Live, then you might want to call the show. If you can't call the show and you have T-Mobile and you have Metro, then you might want to get somebody else. I'm not going to favor anybody. I'm sorry. That's just kind of how our policy is, okay? Shout out to everybody that's here. Make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. This is Mondays 10 to 1. Share the live, share the live, share the live. Pass it on down. Now, 10 X's will stop any track. Okay. So if 10 people say, it's not going down, then it will get, you know, X'd out of here and we will stop any track. Okay. No matter what your people say. You know what I mean? So 10 people say it's not a go, then it stops. You know, feel free to help us rate each track on a scale of 1 to 10. So if you're feeling it, put up your number 10. If you're not feeling it, you can go all the way down to 1. All right? Try not to do the 1.5 and the 6.5 and all that shit. It's crazy to add all up at the end of the day. So, Boss, what up? Hood, Young, Miss Young. What is that? Young, Reckless, Mr. Cannon, what up? Pipe up, how you doing? All right, Wash Money CEO, how y'all doing? Don't forget to check out the Performance Battle League as well. We are looking for some new artists, as always. Can you send a track in? Yes, you can send a track in. Click the link in the bio. Click the link in the bio. All right. That's the easiest way. I mean, very, very simple. Chapo, I just see that you just submitted a track in while I was on the show, and I do not see the track. I just see that you sent one, so you might have did it a little too fast. So you probably have to resubmit that. Chapo, I don't know if you heard me, but resubmit it. There is no track there, okay? Just giving you the heads up. Thank you, the Don. I appreciate that. All right, tonight's topic is, can your mother date one of your friends? Yeah? No? It was too much? Can your mom or your father date one of your girlfriend, like your friends? You know what I mean? Or can your mother date one of your guy friends? Is that a problem? What would be the problem? Is the problem the fact that he's or she's your age? Or is the problem that you know how that motherfucker is? Which one is it? Which one is really the problem with people, you know, messing around with your mom? Nope, absolutely not. Why not? Get into it tonight. I want to see why. I want to see if somebody is really down. Like, for me, I really don't care. Hey, you got to get in where you can. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I believe in love. As long as somebody treats you good, and that's what you want this motherfucker, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you want this raggedy-ass nigga, and I know how he is, that's on you. You grow. You grow. It is what it is, okay? Shout out to Big Major, the biggest. What? Hope everything bring in the heat. Okay, Major, I see you. If you would like to be a member, make sure you submit. It's $4. And make sure you do it before the show, before your actual song is being played. Because once I play your song, you can't turn around and be like, I want to be a member right now. We do give away $50 to the dopest track, so make sure, you know, get your people in here to tap in. But that is the topic for tonight. Can your mother or father date one of your friends? Interesting. You know, I know a lot of people are going to say no, but I'm just saying, what happened to love? Why can't we love each other? Why can't they love anybody? No. Is it the age that's the problem? Or is it the fact that you know how this motherfucker is? I just want to know. You know what I mean? Brandon, what up? What is that? Bronx Demons, Ziara. I think that's how you say your name. I'm sorry if I say it wrong. T, what up? The Don says no. Why y'all not telling me why? Why can't they date? Why can't one of your friends date your mom, the Don? Why? Why? What if she fall in love and, you know, they really are in love and they really happy? What if they're like the happiest your mom or dad has ever been and they make them so happy? No, he said, fuck no to age and respect. What if your friend changes? What if your friend changes into this whole, they used to be a slut bucket, and now they're like this, oh, no? see, I'm all in for, what if you change? Like, what you want somebody to believe in you, right? So why can't they change? She said, no, by wow. Listen, oh, man, you can't underestimate the power of love. Love can change everything. Smooth said, no, respect more than anything. Nope, that's just. See, now look, I'm pushing it upon y'all. No, it's not going to happen. Like I said, I don't know. It don't bother me. I don't even, listen, if you want that motherfucker, because, you know, I've watched my mom date guys, and I'll be like, ew, that's what you want, you know. And even my dad, I'd be like, ew, that's what you want. You know, as long as you're happy, whatever, you know. I don't agree with some of the people that they deal with at their age. But if that's what you want, then whatever. I'm probably going to be the only one tonight that's going to say, yeah. Is that what y'all trying to say? Like, yeah, fine, you're fucking up. You lost all cool points, bitch. You lost all cool points. All right, shout out to everybody that's tapping in. If you would like to be on Instagram Live, make sure you guys put up the red heart. Just one. Okay. And if you would like to call the phone lines, the phone number is there, 516-418-5479. Press 1 if you want to talk, okay? The phone number is also always on my page as well. Shout out to Boss. Boss EV, what up? How you doing? Make sure y'all tap into my girl. She has her own show as well. I'm going to tag her down here. So it's going to be people in and out tonight that y'all need to tap into. Make sure y'all click that arrow up above and follow each other and show each other some love. Now, a lot of people tap into my show and they say, oh, you got 27,000 followers and you have like 20 people in here. So what you want to do about it? Like, what y'all want to fight me over it? Like, why does it matter to you, bitch? Why? Why does it matter to you? Are you my partner? Are you making money off of me? No. Are we making money together? No. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. You know, I get what I get. I get the same amount as celebrities get sometimes when they go on and they have more followers than me. So sometimes you got to just shut the fuck up. Like, these new people, they come in, I just block them. So if you see me blocking people, you know why. You know what I mean? I let them get their little shit off. Like my mom said, get your shit off. Get your shit off. Get your little 1-2 off, and then I got to block you because, you know, I'll feed into the shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, so make sure you follow Vossi V. She does interviews as well. Make sure y'all tap into her. And she has a nice group chat. I don't know, Vossi V, are you, like, accept people all in the group chat? So I don't know how you do it, or is that like the chat that I'm in, or you have different chats or whatever. But anyway, she has a group chat, and, you know, people put all their flyers and stuff like that they got at, you know, showcases and events and stuff like that, you know. So you're going to start seeing a little bit more of promo on my page. If you need some extra promo, hit me up in a DM. You accept? Oh, okay, cool. So make sure you guys tap into her so y'all can follow each other. There are some great artists in here. You love my look? Thank you. You know, I'm trying to switch it up a little bit. I get bored. You know? All right. Tonight's topic is, in case you are just tapping in for the first time, can one of your friends date your mom or dad? Okay? What happened to love? No? You can't just love anybody? They're like, not my friend. You can't, bitch. You know, I don't know. I mean, what's the problem? Can somebody date your friend, your mom or dad? Why can't your friend date your mom or dad? You know what I'm saying? Are you concerned about them telling your mom or dad all your shit? Because that's another thing you could be worried about. You're like, hell no. What that something that nigga telling everything? You know, she said, ew, no. I'm saying love is love, nigga. No, I'm the only one tonight that's going to say, yeah, I don't care. It don't bother me. Not saying that my mom or my dad, well, my dad probably would fuck one of my friends, but my mom probably not. my mom, I mean, there's a million women out there. You sent the song in. If you sent the song in, click the link in a, well, you'll get an email back. I don't know. If I have time tonight, I'll try to put people in. But if not, then it is what it is. It'll be in for next Monday. All right, let me see. So, Little At, I have you on the line. If I say your name, you're Gucci. All right, 10:30 is when I stop the phone request for the Instagram, Instagram Live request. Chapo, you put a red heart up, but your track is sitting in the Gmail. I don't know if you resent it or not. Like, I see the Gmail, but I don't. Let me make sure. No, you have to resend it, Chapo. Resend it. Chapo, it did not go through. All right. Put a red heart up. It's your boy, Fats. I see you. Still Will, I see you. Too Solid, the artist. You're good to go. You're on the list. All right. If I say your name, please don't put another red heart up. Okay. Because you're going to confuse everything. Terrell, what's up? My live blocked. All right. Let me see. Tio, I see you. That's insane. Bossy, let me know if you ever want to just come on so you can promote, you know, because I know you'll just be in and out. Okay. Listen, love is love. Like, why would you stop love? If somebody can be happy, why would you, you know? I didn't get an email. I definitely emailed you. Please take heed to the info. The return of Jesus is the return of the ancient Egyptian. Okay. All right. So just a heads up, I do block people on here. Okay. No goofy stuff. Stick to the pattern. Okay. This is Air Out Radio Mondays. If y'all not talking about that, most likely you could get blocked. Okay. This is a hate-free zone. Keep it about the show. Keep it about what we're talking about. This is not, I don't get into religious shit. That's not this show, okay? I will block you. God told me to. God said do it, okay? He said don't have the nonsense. No, I'm serious too. I'm very serious. His fingers be like, get him, okay? If it's not about Air It Out Radio and Mondays and these artists on here, if it's not about that, I block motherfuckers. Simple, okay? This is not a religious show. This is not a politics show. That is what it is. Stick to the program or I will block you, okay? Don't come on here hating. That is not this show. Don't come on here disrespecting me or the people on the show. I will block you. It's very simple. That is my last warning. I'm only going to warn you once. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're my friend. I don't care. I will block you and then call you tomorrow and be like, hey, what's up? I will block you, okay? Please stick to, that is my last warning, okay? Stick to the program. Last warning, I don't care. That is not this show, all right? All right, see, there you go. You're doing too much. You did it, you did it. Let me see, boop. You see? Y'all tried. Tried to warn you. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else? Jesus gets blocked too. You're not the real Jesus. Jesus can get blocked. He told me to block you. That's what Jesus told me to do. He said, block that motherfucker. Okay? Anybody else? No? Okay. That's what he said. Jesus came down and said, whew, block him. He's an imitator. He's trying to imitate me. Okay. All right. We're going to get a couple of them every once in a while. Listen, Jesus had to go. Yo, I saw you. listen, I'm all for Jesus, you know. I don't think Jesus wants us to play hip-hop and R&B, but I'm just saying, you know, at the end of the day, he gave us all a gift, and he said, go for it, all right? And I don't get into the politics. I don't get into religion. I mind my business, because people get too antsy about stuff like that, and everybody is right in their own manner, and I kind of stay out the way of all of that. So with that being said, I stick to Air.Out Radio shit. Now, a lot of you people, you guys know how this show goes. Y'all know, I see people still sending stuff at the last minute. You know, I don't really submit stuff like that. So y'all got to understand the show. I don't like to submit stuff during the show. I don't like to submit stuff during the show. Y'all got a whole week to submit it. To submit it. Okay? So just keep that in mind. If it depends on how I feel. I could be like, nah. It'll be for next week, all right? For the people that's been here for a couple times, these guys kind of know how the show goes. So, you know, I'm a little bit harder on y'all because y'all do know. Share the live. Tonight's topic is, would you allow your friends to date your mom or dad? Tough one. Like I said, me, it's love is love. I don't care. As long as you're not, like, dating nobody 12 and shit like that, that's kind of mad. To me, that's a little drawing the line. You know what I mean? However, if you love that nigga, whatever. Am I going to cut you off? Yeah. You probably won't be my friend after that. You know, because I can't fuck with you. Now, you can fuck with my friend, but that don't mean I'm going to still fuck with you. I got to cut you off. You know what I mean? The cutoff is going to be there. You can have my mom or dad. I'm just cutting your ass off. It's going to be hard to adjust, but if that's what you want, go ahead and knock yourself off. You said my mom would tell all my business. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know that's happening. Is that what you're more scared of, your mom telling your business? Or are you just scared of her being happy? Which one is it? See, we get into the nitty-gritty. What are y'all mainly scared of? PYN, you love the new look. Thank you, darling. What up, Avery? All right, we're going to keep it moving. See, I think that's what y'all scared of. Y'all scared of people telling your business. You don't even give a fuck if your mom is like, mom, as long as you're happy, would you want to, how many people, raise your hand, would want to fight your friend? Are you going, like, look, nigga, if you beat me, I'll let you be with her. You know what I mean? Are y'all going to want to fight her? Is that going to be the first thing that you're going to do? You know, I don't know. The boss is saying, yeah, you're going to want to fight. You're going to want to fight your girlfriend? Oh, wow. That's crazy. You don't want to fight? Y'all so petty. What happens if you lose to your friend? That's another thing. You like, damn, you got your ass beat, and he still gonna fuck with your mom. You got your ass beat, and then he still gonna fuck with your mom. You know what I'm saying? They gonna have broken legs and arms. I'm dying here. I want to know if anybody agree with me, or I'm just the most craziest one here. Still got a scrap. I ain't fighting. I'm like, if that's what you want, ew. You know, but I'm definitely cutting you off, though. Like, I'm definitely. And as far as I'm telling my business, I don't give a fuck. So what? I'm cutting you off anyway, so I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? It don't even matter. All right, so the people on the phone lines, make sure you guys are pressing 1 if you want to talk. And plus, I feel like I'm just so grown. I don't even give a fuck no more. Like, what you want to say about any of my lifestyle? You know, like. Whatever. I own pretty much everything I do. So, yeah, I mean, like, whatever. If my mom or dad want to tell my shit, I'm cool with, like, defending myself and telling you why I did whatever. Not my friends, no more facts. Yeah, I'm definitely cutting them off. What if they want to come back after you and your mom is separated? You with it or no? See, now that definitely is a no for me. Definitely is a no. No friends. The way a relationship starts, it will end. That relationship won't last. Ain't no more friend in it. Ooh. Okay, so you want to just cut your friend off? Yeah, they be like, yeah, yo, you know what I'm saying? Me and your mom ain't work out. I'm like, bitch, what you telling me for? And then they going to want to come to you and talk to you about shit. And you like, nah, nigga. That's the part I can't do, okay? That's why I said you got to come off, because you like, nah, I don't want to hear none of that shit because it's nasty. That part's nasty. I don't want to hear about you fucking her or you fucking him or anything like that. That part I'm not trying to hear. All right. For the people that's on the phone lines, press 1 if you want to talk. If I did not call your name on Instagram Live, please put a red heart up if I did not call your name and you still want to be on Instagram Live. Please put your red heart up. What up, Vanilla? How are you? Jackie, what up? Universal, what up? I see you tapping in. Let me see. We are talking about, okay, Jay, we are talking about if your friend wants to date your mom or dad, are you allowing it? Are you okay with it? You know what I'm saying? If I did not call your name, not, please put a red heart up. If I already said your name, you're good to go. Here's the list again. One more time, please only put a red heart up if I did not call your name. Not. Okay? Little at, young boy, fat boy, fat baby, sorry. Still Will, Two Soldier, the artist, Chapo, T-O, I'm just abbreviating some of y'all because y'all shit long. P-Y-N-J, okay? Is there anybody that I did not call on Instagram Live that wants to be on the show? You do not have a lot of time, because after a while, the line will stop. You're good. I'm just, you know. Okay, Big Major. Is there anybody else that I did not call? Put a red heart up. Red heart. Red heart. Red heart. Okay? Red heart. If you don't put a red heart up, I will not put you on the list. It's very, very simple. Do not go against the grind. You will lose. Don't do what you want to do. Do what is requested. It's very simple. Put a red heart up. That is a pink heart. I'll accept that. But next time, red heart, you've been warned. I'm dead ass. Like, it'd be simple rules y'all niggas just be doing. Like, I'm gonna do what the fuck I'm doing. I don't care about listening to you, bitch. I do what I want. I do what I want. You're gonna lose fucking with me. You're gonna always lose. Okay, I remember people, because I'll be like, yeah, I remember you. You did it before. And now I'm going to not put you on the list. Because I do remember. All right, C-Roy, what up? You just tapping in. Put a red heart if you're just tapping in. The list for the phone lines are about to end. If you paid attention to that email, it said 10:30, we stop the list for Instagram Live. Okay. We stop the list for Instagram Live at 10:30. I'm being nice and stretching it. Paris, the artist, I see you. Make sure you guys have a track in. If you didn't get an email from me, then that track is not here. I hate for you to sit in line all this time, okay? All this time and then be like, oh, I didn't get an email back. That is crazy. I just said, don't be in line if you don't have a track in. Okay, I am not downloading any tracks. So if you guys did get an email back, you're Gucci. And if you got one back, you're Gucci. Put a red heart up if you would like to join Instagram Live. We do not play anything automatic. This show is requested. Requested means somebody has to call in to get it played. That is called requested. We don't play it automatically, okay? All right, I'm going to keep it moving. I did go over all the rules. You guys got an email back. You also have a video that I took me an hour to do. So if you guys didn't take the time out to read that, then it's your fault. Do not get mad at me because you guys understand the rules before you came on. That's what it said. All right. So when they come on here and they huffing and puffing, can y'all please help a bitch out? Say, look, she told y'all and y'all wasn't here and y'all didn't answer and she said put a red heart up. Can y'all help me out? Don't have me arguing with these people back and forth. Y'all got to help me because y'all are my witnesses. You know what I'm saying? Because they believe y'all for some reason, but they don't believe me. All right? If you didn't get an email back, then your track is not in. Okay? Your track is not in. You can click the link in a bio, and it'll go in for next Monday. Okay? Check out the Performance Battle League. We are looking for some new artists. So if you're looking, it's kind of like, you know, some people call it like a, I wouldn't say a record label, but it's kind of like a record label. But we do the same thing like a record label. So, you know, if you're looking to perform and up the ante, I will say this, your numbers do go up. You do get some, you know, traffic. People do check you out. Thank you, Stillwell. Shout out to Stillwell. He is actually one of the members of the Performance Battle League. So shout out to you. It looks like a league. We kind of move like one. So, yeah, you can kind of see that. It is a great opportunity. I think I'm getting sick. So, hopefully, you know, now I'm trying to narrow it down who got me sick. You know, you'd be like, you did it, bitch. Trying to figure out who did it so I can hunt them down and beat them the fuck up. I'm like, you did it. You know. They're like, you got me sick. And then you got to make them feel guilty. Like, I know it was you because you was the only one around me. Because I can pinpoint who it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't be around a lot of people. I'm like, it was you. Because you was the only one that I was around all day. You know what I mean? Yes, March the 30th is going down. Make sure you guys come through at 20 Hands, 20th and Market, 10 Hands Gym. It's a tongue tire. All right, Shay, what up? Come through. Come see some dope artists perform, man. Like, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I can't wait till, like, a year stretches out and you can really see what it's really, really about. And there's people that make fun of it, like, oh, they're dressing up and all. And I'm like, bitch, shut up. You dress up every day. Like, if you're an artist and you have a name called Sugar Daddy Pop, that bitch, that ain't your real name. You already getting in character. That's a whole different persona of you. So, I mean, just because people are dressing up and doing something different, that doesn't mean that they're a bad person or anything like that. Oh, my mama, I felt that. Off of Market, yes. So slide through if you can. If you need some clarity on what the show is, definitely hit me up in a DM if you're interested. Fuck what people say. Absolutely. I love it. All right, we're going to get to the show. Tonight's topic again is, can your friend date your mom or dad? Okay? Can your mom date one of your friends? That is the topic for tonight. Me, myself, I said, I don't care. I'm cutting you off as soon as y'all fuck. Okay? As soon as y'all start talking, it's over. We're done. You know? So if you want to fuck with my mom or my dad, go ahead. I'm cutting you off. And it ain't no coming back. It ain't no coming back. So I believe in love. If that's what you want, you want to try it out, go ahead. But ain't no coming back from that. Now, you know, people are worried about them saying stuff about you. Like, oh, they telling all your business. What you going to do? Tell my mom going to tell you that, you know, what? I started walking at this such age. Like, we used to live here. We used to live there. We used to do this. Like, I mean, for the most part, I'm good. So keep talking. I don't care. I don't really have, like, one of them childhood things where, you know, I wasn't one of them kids that peed the bed. So, like, I don't know. I can't think of nothing that somebody could tell that is dramatic for me that would really fuck my whole career up. So, I don't care. You know, it's going to be a box out. That's a shame. You want to fight? I ain't fighting. Let her have it. Like, if you want that nigga, and I know he ain't shit either, that's on you. All right, that's the topic for tonight. Would you let your friend date your mom or your dad? Now, I'm not going to lie. My dad probably would try to date one of my friends. My mom, no. My dad is a whore, so he probably would, which would be nasty. But, I mean, if my friends want to do that, then that's on them. Like, you know, it is what it is. All right, shout out to the people that's on the phone lines. Make sure you guys are pressing one if you want to talk. If not, sit back and enjoy the show. The links to the show are also on the website, airitoutradio.net. You can sit there and listen to the show. We are also on iHeartRadio as well. A lot of people don't know that. Our show is monetized. A lot of people don't know that. You can watch and listen on Instagram Live, and there, like I said, all the platforms are on the website, and it's a whole bunch of other ones that it's just too many to put on here. So friends dating any family is off limits. Ooh, my pops too. Your pops would date, yeah, guys. You know what? But I think guys for some reason get passes to date, you know, your girlfriends and shit for some reason. I guess I don't know. Which is weird. I don't think it's fair. But, all right, let's keep it moving. If you want to submit a track, click the link in the bio. Click the link in the bio. It'll go in for next Monday. If I have time, I'll try to throw you in for tonight, but no promises. All right. I'm going to hit up the phone lines again. Press one if you would like to talk. Press one. 2519, you're MIA. You were up there. You were first in line. What up, Nuke? I see you. Nuclear Man. The power. What up, Nuke? And let me tell y'all, Nuke is like the definition of a true artist. You know, he's 76 years old, and he be moving around more than some of y'all. And, like, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves if y'all don't understand that. Like, he be moving. All right, 2519, if you're still there, tap back into the phone lines. I'll wait for you. I'll give you a couple seconds. But you were up next. Parents are off limits. What about love? Why can't they be in love with anybody? Why can't they deserve to be in love with anybody? The power. No? Nuke, what you think about that? Can, you know, what if, you know, one of your friends want to be, I don't know, one of your, nah, that's not a good example. You know, can somebody date your mom or dad if they're living or whatever? Can they date your parents, like one of your friends? Could that happen? You probably like, fuck no. Find love elsewhere. Y'all so mean. Dang on. Okay. All right, so 2519, you are MIA, just for the heads up. All right, once I go past your name, we do not go backwards. We just move on. So please make sure you're here when we call your name, all right? Facts, a million women out there. But it's only one true love, you know? Do y'all think Laura London would ever date another guy again? You know, because she was all with Nipsey. I don't think she's going to ever date anybody again. If I was married, I wouldn't date anybody else again. Like, if my husband died, I'd just be like, that's it for me. I'm cool. I could just live out the rest of my life. I don't, you know, like, once you're married, I mean, I know some people would still marry again. I don't know. I'm cool with it. I'm like, that was my husband. That's it. The death was part. I'm not trying to date nobody else. But that's me, though. I would be cool with that. My mom would be 105. I guess that's a no. Why would you want to date someone your mom's age? I'm not going to lie. I find older guys attractive. Like, I've seen some guys, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm getting attracted to the gray hair and the salt and pepper look. I guess it's because of maturity. Some of them, like, carry it really good. You know, for me, I'm like, oh, shit, nice looking. And then some of y'all dudes are super young. Y'all be looking nasty. Like, y'all all weeded out. Y'all stink. y'all stink. I ain't even going to hold you. Y'all don't even keep it together anymore. The older guys, they kind of keep themselves clean. And y'all pants be all hanging down like the younger dudes. You know, it be just nasty. y'all just make it so unattractive. You said you're here? All right. You'll never marry again. Damn. Oh, that's so sad. That's so sad. He said, damn. I have always dated. I don't know. I've always dated younger guys. And I think this time around, if I did, I want to date older guys. I've always dated younger than me all the time, like a couple years or maybe five or whatever. I've always dated younger. So now I'm just like, all right, maybe I need to switch it up. Stank. Don't stank. They stanking. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. 29, 26. Are you ready to rock? 29, 26. Who's this? Hello. 29, 26. That's you. All right. Your last four digits of your phone number. If you don't know it, we're going to keep it moving. That's you. 29, 26. We hear you. Do you know that? Or what? All right. I mean, sometimes y'all be on Instagram Live and y'all be trying to do both. So, okay, that's not you. This is 29, 26. We have call ID. I can tell y'all how long y'all been on here. It's like a whole thing. That's why I love blog. I haven't gotten rid of it because it's a whole system. It tells me how long you've been on here, who you are, if you want to talk or not. Okay, 29, 26. Okay, now you took your hand down. All right. Only press one if you want to come on to the show. If not, then that's cool. You had your hand pressed it, so that's why I came to you. All right. 7178.
7178.
Hello. Hello. Hello, who's this?
Yes, ma'am. It's MIA Gang.
MIA Gang. Lord, I don't know. What is everybody doing today? They sleeping? They went to Wawa? What's going on over here? All right, tell everybody where you calling from.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling from Detroit.
Detroit, okay. Now, you heard the topic. Are you allowing your mom or dad to date your friend, and why or why not?
Yeah, not at all. You might as well pray to God and try to meet, you know, try to get close with him as soon as you can, because that's a no-go.
It's a no-go.
Especially
why?
Not my mama.
Why?
That's
why?
Disrespectful.
Why? But they could date, your friend can date one of your dad can date one of your girlfriends?
Oh, no. See?
No? Okay.
Nah, definitely not.
Stereotype it.
It'd just be weird either way, because I don't know. I find it weird when I see, like, 50-year-olds with some 23-year-olds. I find that weird anyway, no matter if it's male or female.
But if it's
my mom,
I was like, what's wrong with that? Is she fucking? She's
20-something
years old? No? Okay.
Nah.
I feel like if you're almost 30, I'll let it go. If you're almost 30, like younger than that, no. I can understand.
Yeah.
You know. You're like, nah. Are you scared that they're going to tell your business? Or you just, what's the problem, though? Like, is it an age thing?
Yeah, it's just the age thing for sure. And plus, it's my mama. Like, I came out of that. So how it's going to look that you handling my former home in a way type stuff. Like, I don't know. I find it weird. I used to be in that place, and now you in that place type stuff.
Okay, well, now that you said it like that, I mean, that makes it really nasty. But I get it. I get what you're saying. All right. Anything else you want to let everybody know about before we jump into your track?
Nah, it's cool. Just follow me. Follow me and I'm down to work. That's all.
Okay. All right. What track we get into tonight?
I think you have Let Me Down in there still.
Hold on one second. My shit running slow today. Come on, girl. We got shit to do. You know, these artists impatient. They don't be trying to hear none of that. They be like, what? I don't understand. You said, what was the song again? I'm sorry.
Let Me Down.
Let Me Down. Okay. All right, you got anything else you want to let them know before we jump in?
No, that's it.
Okay, Let Me Down. I don't think it's in that one. Hold on, let me see. I had to create a whole different folder today for some reason. No, it's not in there either. Let me see. Nope. In here. Let me see. Oh, no. Oh, I know what happened. Hold on. Let me see. Because sometimes y'all don't be converting and stuff. So if it's not MP3, then I have to do mine.
Okay. Yeah, I think mine's were
MP3. There I go. I see it. All right. All right. So post up on Instagram Live so I can pin you. All right.
I got you.
Okay. Air it out radio. Let's go. Scale of 1 to 10, ladies and gentlemen. 10 X's will stop any track. Time to get back to work. He's about to pin up right now. Pay attention to the pattern of the show. It's really simple. So be humble now.
Don't forget to check out the website.
What's the deal?
Check us out online.
AirItOutRadio.net. Smash back.
Air It Out Radio is that true fire. Make sure y'all check out that website, AirItOutRadio.net. I'm so used to saying it, even though I got my drops. Okay. I don't know. It's just like you got to keep saying it and it's in your head. Okay. Let's get the rest of them scores in. If you're just tapping in for the first time, this is Air It Out Radio Monday, 10-1 with that chick fire. I just pinned up my Instagram so you can follow me on there. It's Fire Chick, FIYA Chick, with the K at the end, underscore. All right, I got some of these. I got the majority of these scores in already. Somebody said their beat is crazy. Constructive feedback is what we love, so feel free to give some of that. If you hating and you want to act crazy on here, I will block you. It's really simple. That is not this show. Okay, people cannot grow if you don't tell them how to grow. I'm big on that. And I'm big on how you talk to people, you know. You want to talk crazy, people ain't going to get that shit. You got to make it make sense. Make that shit make sense. All right, you want to talk crazy to somebody, nobody ain't going to listen to it. I know I don't. And you like, I have this thing where you start yelling at me, I don't. I'm wrong. Like, you ain't talking to me crazy. That's never going to fly. I just recently got into it with a couple of my girlfriends. I mean, like, I'm like, oh no, who do you think I am, bitch? I don't let my mom even talk to me like that. So that is not going to fly. The artist is down below, so feel free to connect with them if you want to collab. You say, hey, I want to jump on that beat or whatever. I want to jump on that track. Hit them up. Their info is right there below. All right, so now that y'all know how the show goes, once you're on, you know, put your Instagram down there. You can promote whatever you got going on. This show is not just for artists to promote whatever they got going on. If you are a promoter, if you are a DJ, if you are a radio host and you have a show, you can come on to the show. I don't hate, like, I don't, nobody is better than me in my eyes. You can be better than me and I still don't care. But that's the reason why I love doing this show, because I don't care what you, who you are or whatever the case is. I don't need to hate on you. So you come on, get your stuff, you know, and you promote it just like everybody else. Now, if you want me to do it, you have to pay a bitch, or you have to barter trade something that I want. Other than that, you need to bring your ass on here and come on and promote like everybody else. And that's how this shit goes. What up, Nell? What is that? Oh, hello, I think that is. I don't know. I can't really. Three beautiful. What up? I like the vibe. Beat definitely went hard. So if you're liking that track and you're feeling it, you know, give them some feedback. If they need to, you know, tweak some things, definitely let them know too. That's what it's all about. Because how is anybody supposed to know that they need to improve if you don't tell them? And then their friends going to lie to them and tell them what they need to hear. So please give them constructive feedback, you know. Now, I don't give feedback during the show because I don't do reviews on my next show. It's pretty much whatever y'all say. All right. 10 X's will stop any track for tonight. So if y'all not feeling it, put them X's up. That shit going to stop right in this track. Okay. You like the rockstar look. Thank you. You know, I was trying to smooch it in like a mohawk, but it's a curly top. So, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, but I like it because it's my curly top kind of mohawk, you know, without cutting it or whatever the case is. So, yeah. All right. Make sure you guys tap into each other, show each other some love. Tonight's topic is, can your friend date your mom or dad? Yes, that is the topic for tonight. Oh, it's crazy. I'm the only one that says I don't care. Okay, I know, I get it, I'm crazy. But let me tell y'all why. I just feel like I believe in love. So even if you see an ugly person with a fine ass person, you be like, I don't get it. But that's love. The only part I just have a problem with is like if you like 15 and you trying to date somebody 30 or 40, I mean, come on, you know, that part I'm not trying to hear. But if you grown, it is what it is. Now, if you my friend and you want to date my dad, I probably won't fuck with you again, okay? But y'all can fuck. Y'all can do what y'all got to do. I can't stop y'all. Because listen, you can go and fight this person, right? You can fight them all day, but then they still gonna fuck. You know that, and I know that. You beating them up is not gonna stop nothing. All it is you going to fight your friend. And then it's going to be extra weird. You know, Q, what up? I see you. Rance remind me of the movie Tyler Perry made with the two boys that friends, but his friend was secretly messing with his mom. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I saw a show not too long ago and the guy was sneaking around with his other friend's mom. But, you know, for some reason, the guys don't have a problem with it. It's just like when they date, when it's a girl, those two have a problem with it, whatever. I don't know. Guys tend to, like, be like, oh, it's okay. You dating, you know, my dad's girlfriend. Uh-oh. Okay, I did not do that. What the hell happened? Okay, see, that's not a good sign. Hold on. Let me see. How do I change it? I don't know how to change it. It's not letting me do it. I promise you, I did not do that. Somebody ought to, like, Jesus is like, you're going to hell for that one. It looks like a filter. I didn't do it, though. How do I stop it? Okay, there we go. Yeah, I didn't, I for real, I did not do that. That's God's way of saying, bitch, you're going to hell. What up, Ugly Beak? How y'all doing out there? Looks like a filter. I know. I could have been like, whoa. You know. All right, so tonight's topic is, in case you're just tapping in for the first time, I'm that chick Fire. Check me out. Fire chick, F-I-Y-A, chick with a K at the end, underscore. Okay. Tonight's topic is, can your friend date one of your parents? Why is it such a hard thing to do? I think y'all were more so worried about them telling your business. Like, you know, she used to pee the bed. When she was like 12, she was 12 years old, pee the bed. Y'all worried about shit like that. I don't know. It doesn't, like, I don't have really any childhood secrets. If anything, I know shit about my mom. I'm like, bitch, you go ahead. I tell some shit now. I'm telling some shit. You know, damn, I was in a meeting, tapping late. I don't know if you played. We don't play any tracks automatically. To get your track played automatically, that's a rotation. This is a requested show, so that means that somebody has to call in to get the track played. Yes, so requested means it. Somebody has to call in. Rotations means it plays automatically. So y'all have to know the lingo of radio. So when somebody says it's requested, you know, somebody has to call in, somebody has to do something to get it played. Rotation means it just plays on and on and on, or however long it is. Okay. How are you going to be friends and step daddy or step mommy at the same time? They won't, because obviously I ain't fucking with them after that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to fuck with one of my friends that fuck with my dad or my mom. You know, I'm definitely cutting them off. So they can fuck around. It's just, you know. And I'm not calling them stepmom or stepdad either. Like, that's not going to happen. I ain't say all that. I just said y'all can fuck. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I can't stop two grown people from fucking. I know when I was younger, when I was fucking, and I was like, I love him. I love him. You wasn't stopping me from being with a nigga. I'm going to go all around you. I'm hunting. I'm hiding. I'm lying. I'm cheating. I'm doing whatever to get around it. So they're going to do whatever. They're going to lie. They're going to sneak out. They're going to do all these things. You're not stopping them. So just because you fight them and you do all of it, it doesn't stop anything. You're just slowing up the process. But you're not stopping nobody that's in love from fucking and being with each other. So, like, don't even stress yourself out. I'm just saying, for me, I'm not doing it. You know, you said I'm going to get two tracks of rotation with you. Okay, so... And also, too, Rotations is not Monday show. Rotations is a whole nother playlist. It has nothing to do with Monday, because people get that confused. And they be, you said I was playing it on that. Your rotation is not here. Like, Monday show is not a rotation show. All right, let's keep it moving. I'm going to take somebody on the phone line. Still, Will, are you ready to rock? Because he is with the Performance Better League, so I automatically slide him in. You know, that's what it is. That's the perks of being at the league. You said, yeah, I know. No, I was just saying in general for anybody, you know what I'm saying? Because some people will be like, yeah, you know, okay, still well. Hopefully Instagram will be good to me tonight. So listen, tonight's topic is, like I said, can your friend date your parents? Can your friend date your parents? And why? What are you scared of? What is the problem? Why can't they date your friend? Is it a certain age that you're worried about? Are you going to cut them off? Are you going to fight them? These are the things I want to know. I'm nosy. Fucking nosy. All right. All right, still, Will. Let's go. I'm dying here. You don't see. Hey.
What's up, boss?
What's going on?
Can't call it.
Okay, all right, no cap today. I love it. I'm like, nah, praise Lord.
It's because I'm outside, so I got my bonnet on right now.
Yeah, that bonnet was serious too.
Hey, because you're not got a lot of hair, you know what I'm saying?
Your bonnet better than my bonnet. Shit, I was like,
listen,
yeah.
You know, gotta keep it pimping at all times.
Right. Okay, so what's your opinion about the topic for tonight?
First of all,
uh-oh.
I'm breaking legs, I'm breaking arms. You're not talking to my mom. That's big. Like, that's off rip, dude.
Why?
Because, first of all, it's respect. It's all about respect. It's a, like, somebody said in the comments, it's a million people out here, and you think that it's going to fly that you talk to my mom? Nah.
What if they didn't know it was your mom? Is that No.
You know it's my mom. Like, you can tell. My mom is, she looks like me because I came from her. So,
that's not always true. I don't look nothing like my mom. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't never know.
See, the people that don't know my mom, they know how she looked. And she looked like me. So they did. No,
that's it. Okay.
And that's weird because what, like, you attracted to me because you attracted to her, so that's another, like, nah.
What if your mom was taking care of him and then he just fell in love with how, you know?
No.
You know how you see an ugly person with a pretty person, and that's because they treated them good.
No, absolutely. That's cool. Just not my mom.
Well, what if they sneak behind your back? I mean, what you going to do?
Well, then they just going to be sneaking in the grave.
Oh, okay. Sneaking in a grave.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dang, on.
Listen, I don't play about my mom. That's the one thing.
The grave it is. The grave it is. That's what some niggas going to say. They going to be like, I'm with it. Like, whatever. You know.
Listen. You won't make it to your whatever next age. Like, that's just how it is.
Would you be more mad if it was, like, 5 or 6 years they've been messing around and then you found out? Or would you find
out? Yes. I would be even more, like, pissed off because that means you've been sneaking around me and that's not going to fly. First, a lot of my homies, like, they know how I am. So it's like, nah, bro. Nah. I take that as disloyalty. I take that as no respect. I take that as you have no honor. And I'm big on respect and honor.
Right. Yeah, I'm big on that too. He said, hell no. Yeah, I thought like if they was together for like 5 years, you'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. No.
That makes it worse. That means that's a 5-year pile on of ass whoopings that I owe you.
Well, mom, you know what not to do. Okay. All right. What's been going on with you? Anything good you want to let us know about?
The Performance Battle League, March 30th. Make sure you show up. 10 Hands Gym, 20th and Market, Center City, Philly, hosted by the queen of internet radio, Fire Chick. Make sure you show up. Make sure you show out.
Yeah. Well, Reese Robbanger, he's hosting.
Yeah, Reese Robbanger. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm a ring announcer.
I hope he don't hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, look, after that was one of the questions, too.
I know, and I felt that.
You said it right, though, so that's a good thing. You got anything else you want to let him know?
Pimpin' Ain't Dead out now on all platforms. And that's pretty much it.
Pimpin' Ain't Dead. Okay. So can your daughter pimp or no? Can she be a pimp? If she wanted to.
I mean, if she wants to, one thing I'm going to teach her is first how to handle a lot of situations with dealing with men. Mm-hmm. And also I'm going to teach her how to tell when somebody's trying to play her or use her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure she has all the information to go by her daily life. it's up to her how she wants to use it and how she goes about her life, because I'm going to support her regardless. That's my daughter.
Right.
But I will hope that she would take heed from everything that I teach her and, you know, avoid certain situations.
Does that change you, like, being a father, like, now being
yes.
a father of a daughter, like, how you treat other women?
It does, honestly. Really? It makes me more, like, I would say more aware of, like, people's feelings, I would say, because my daughter is full of feelings, and she is one crazy little girl.
Okay. You know that comes back to you, though, right? It's like, all that dirt you did.
Yeah,
right,
that's how I knew I was having a daughter, because everything that I did in my past was, well, here you go. Now you got to deal with a female.
Right. By no, like, you have to.
You have to.
Yeah. And deal with all this rumor. Like, but that's good, though. Hopefully it does change guys, and most of the time sometimes they just don't do nothing. Like, they still treat women like that or whatever. So... Yeah,
she got me wrapped around her fingers. She can do whatever she wants, and I just be sitting there like, I love you.
That's good, though. That's good. Okay. All right. So what track we getting into tonight?
Should be Getaway Driver, Future and Big Quick. I know you only do like half the song, so I'm going to first.
Okay, that's a good thing.
I know how you are, Kaya. I'm hip.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, because they be getting on me about playing the whole track. So, you know. They be like,
Shout out my triggers. What up, though?
All right, so March 30th, if y'all around, come see Still Will. The King is here.
Exactly. All
right, we're going to jump in right now. You want to post any of your info, or are you cool with it?
No, you can post all the info. I'm gonna comment. I got you.
All right. Another 1 in 10, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. LS the name, LS the gang, nigga. Say slide, we gon' slide. Ain't no place for you to hide. Push this bitch, I'm gon' try. Just to get away, ride. Say slide, we gon' slide. Ain't no place for you to hide. Push this bitch, I'm gon' try. Just to get away, ride. Say slide, 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 slide. Just to get away, ride. Say slide, 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 slide. Just to get away, ride. Push it to the limit, baby, like my windows tend to catch an eye. If he lacking, mixing drugs like a chemist. No pretending I'll be chilling. Little Wayne, ain't no ceiling. The chick is the killer. Sorry, mama, I don't have no feelings. Went from goon to a gremlin. Lost my love, now I'm a villain. Too many snakes, so I skin them. Finish your plate before we grillin'. I don't play about my children. Niggas fake, that's not appealing. Now my chain is so be missing. Leaving holes like swishies. In the rain like Missy Bullets flying so swiftly. Bruce Lee, that 40 kicking the way I drive. It be sick and don't get caught when on a mission. I'ma whip this bitch lame with your no name, nigga. This is gang, gang, nigga. Say slide, we gon' slide. Ain't no place for you to hide. Push this bitch, I'm gon' drive. Just to get away, ride. Say slide, we gon' slide. Ain't no place for you to hide. Push this bitch, I'm gon' drive. Just to get away, ride. Say slide, 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 slide. Slide, 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 just to get away, ride. Say slide, 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 just to get away, ride. We gon' slide, nothing back. 5-5-6-30 clip, and you know it's double stack. He kept switching when I hit him, bro. Don't slide, please double back. Let me stand over my victim and apply the double tack. One of them tried to flee the scene, he took off like a running back. Brody dropped shit, run his pockets. I'm like, where that money at? He was really up like that, and now we up a couple racks. All right, what we doing on that, air daughters? What we doing on that, huh?
Scale of 1 to 10, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to slide. We're going to slide. Okay. Still Will right here. Make sure y'all tap into him. Collab if you need to. Show some love. Follow each other. Don't be on here acting all bougie and shit. Shout out to Big Quick. Yes, that was him on the second half. We're going to slide. What is the T for? We don't do T's. This is not, you know, alphabet. This is scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10. Ten being the highest, if you're feeling it, okay? If you're not feeling it, put a X up, okay? We're going to slide. Are you performing that at the Performance Battle League? Interesting. You know, that's a nice little dance. You can just like slide. We're going to slide, you know? I like catchy stuff where I could dance too. You know what I mean? Sound like a winner for Still Will. Give him a 9. Okay, you heard it from, you know, Nuclear Man, that's me. Nope. Why not? Oh, come on. No. I'm not going to lie. The one I like is Who Gonna Fuck With Us? Who Gonna Fuck With Us? Something like that. Or you be like, I forgot what's in. I don't know if that's the meme of it. The one you did at the Performance Battle League. Who Want War With Us or Who Want to Fuck With Us or whatever. I like that one. All right. Any more scores? Okay, Still Will and Quick, yes. Like Batman and Robin. You know? Batman and Robin. Who's the best duo, like, between, okay, is it Eric B and Rakim? Who would you say who's the best duo rapper? Method Man, Eric B and Rakim, or trying to think. Who else is a good duo? Eric B and Rakim, Method Man. I know y'all probably gonna say Method Man. Some of y'all probably don't know who the hell Rakim Eric B is. That's a good topic. Let me write that down. Duo. I might have to post that up on Instagram. Yeah. Do y'all even know who Eric B is? You're like, who? We don't know what you're talking about, Fire. All right. Let me hit the phone lines up a little bit more and see what's going on over here. All right. If you are on the phone lines, please press 1. If not, you want to sit back and enjoy the show, that's cool. You can just listen from your phones, okay? Press 1 if you would like to talk. That's the only way I will put you in queue, okay? That lets me know that you guys want to join the show. If not, sit back and enjoy the show. It's cool. All right, press 1. Yes, they were the shit back in the day. I know. What about, should we add Salt and Pepper in the duo? You know, that's one of my favorite female groups, by the way, Salt and Pepper. Shout out to Salt and Pepper for being down in, Las Vegas, having a residence down there. That's like major. Shout out to Wu-Tang Clan. I think, they're like the second or third people to, like, hip-hop-wise to be down there. Like, we always known the R&B people to get down here, but not like hip hop, so that's major. And they down there. Did anybody go see the show with Wu-Tang Clan yet down there? I wonder how that. I'm not gonna hold you. I don't know about seeing them right now. I like to hear them, but I don't know. Like, I was watching them jump around on the stage, and I was like, sorry. You know, because they're trying to jump up and down like they 20. And it was just like, it was a slow jump, like Janet Jackson. I love her, but I don't want to see her, like, I just don't want to see her. And then she puts this thing around her stomach because, you know, she ain't flat no more. And then it looked weird. You know, it's like, bitch, stop. You know what I'm saying? No, just wear something casual. Stop trying to be sexy and you grab the mother's gut. It is okay. Listen, either go get surgery and handle that or wear something else. And she be having this thing tied around her stomach. Like, you just making it all obvious and shit. Sad. You know what I mean? What up, Petty? That's another member from the Performance Battle League. Yes, they were back in the day. Yes, I already pressed one. All right. If you're on, I'll definitely get to you. You don't have to put a red heart up once you're on in the queue already. Okay. Yeah, Major, are you trying to get on the phone lines? And do this, you only need to do one thing. So I don't want you to confuse just bone cracking. Yeah, I love Janet. I feel like Janet, like when you get that dope in your career, I just want to see you put other motherfuckers on. Like, look, I'm making this artist dope. Like, I want to see that. I don't want to see you talking about, what's the other song that she got out? Making Love. Girl, stop. I don't want to see you be sexy no more. You wouldn't love to be my mom. Like, no. I don't want to see that no more. Back in the day, it was cool. You make me go crazy, like I'm feeling. I don't want to see that no more. I'm cool on that shit. I don't see you in there. I don't see no 5479. That's the number that of the show. You okay, Big Major? That's the show number. Your number is 54792? Wow. All right, if I press one and it took me out, then just press one again, right? It'll tell you you are now. And if you press one and press one again, it'll tell you you're in a host key. You cannot be on both. So if you're on the phone lines and you're on the list, don't be on both. You only need to be on one. Y'all just going to confuse the show. Okay? Yeah, my phone took me out. Okay, yeah. You have to, like, you're on the lines to come on Instagram Live. So, yeah. So you gotta let me know which one you want to be on, so I could take you off whichever one it is. Okay. All right. Tonight's topic is: Can you allow your friends to beat your mom or dad? That is the topic for tonight. What's the problem with that? Some people are worried about, you know, them telling all your secrets. That's what y'all worried about. Somebody said earlier, like, he worried about somebody, you know, coming out of, like, messing around with the stuff they came out of. I can understand it. I was in there. You ain't got no business being in there. You know, I don't really care. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care if that's your life. You know what I'm saying? That is your life. Like, my sister, like, okay, I'm going to keep it like this. Like, my ex-boyfriend I dated, like, when I was in high school, dated my cousin after me. And he had twins by her. Ain't that some shit? That's some shit right there. And I was just like, ew. But then I said, I don't really give a fuck. He's old news to me, bitch. If you want him, I already had him. You know what I'm saying? But what it was he was trying to make me jealous, and he fucking got caught out there, and he wound up getting her pregnant. And then, ta-da! You know how y'all niggas is. You try to make me jealous, and then he wind up getting her pregnant, and then he had twins by her, and he hates her guts now. But I love it. And then, you know what? I saw her one time at a bar when I used to hang out and shit. And I seen her, and I was, and you know, mind you, I had him first, you know, and I was long over him. And I said, hey, cuz, and she was like, I said, bitch, what the fuck is you mad about? Why are you upset with me? I'm so confused. She was looking at me like this shit was like the other way around. Like, I fucked your ex. No, bitch, you fucked mine. It was just weird. I was like, okay, all right, well, fuck it then. Well, fuck you then, bitch. That's how I looked at it. I was like, what is she upset for? Because I really didn't care. You know, I really gave two fucks. And mind you, my cousin wasn't shit. Like, she was a project bitch. And she barely took care of the kids that she had before him. And bought out. You know what I'm saying? So it was just funny because he thought he was pulling something off. But you wind up having a deadbeat ass bitch mom. Baby mama. He said, fuck both of them. It didn't bother me, though. I was so unbothered. I was like, ew, that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? more power to you. You know, but yeah, he definitely had twins. So like, I don't know. I just be like, it don't bother me. It's weird because how do you explain that? Because now we're technically family, but you know, it is weird. But I will give him credit. He does take care of his kids, which I always knew he would. He's still a jerk though. All right, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Make sure if you're on the phone lines to press 1. If not, sit back and enjoy the show. If you are on Instagram Live, we will get to you in a sec. Little at, where you at? Make sure you listen to your name because it's really important. You know, because once I go past you, that's it. Little ass said, fuck that, I'm here. Little admin winning the last. Y'all gonna let this boy win all the time? He coming here with all these people. That's because he understands the show. He like, all right, yo, this is what y'all gonna do. Y'all need to get in here and vote. He ready. He getting his people lined up. All right, ready? When I say go, y'all motherfuckers vote. Come on, at. You know how to play the game. You're like, all right, this is what y'all going to do. I'm going to bring y'all in. 5, 4, 3. What
Yo.
Up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Not much.
You heard the topic. What we doing? Yes or no with it? I know you don't like to talk about stuff.
I mean, like, all my friends is young because, you know, I'm not grown for real. So, like,
right.
I'm a no on that.
You were saying no, okay.
Yeah.
Nobody messing with your mom, huh?
No.
Now, I can see you want to fight. For real. You're like, nigga, we're going to have to square up, nigga. Square up. I didn't see that happening. He don't talk much, but that nigga going to want to fight. All right. What's going on with you? Anything good you want to tell him? No.
No, I'm not for real.
Jesus.
I mean, my birthday next week.
Oh, you want birthday presents and shout outs, huh? I'm on my birthday next week. Yeah, my Cash App is blah blah blah, right? All right, that's the step. How old you gonna be? You telling us your age?
16.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
I was already 16.
No.
Okay. All right, you gonna go out and have some fun? Are you going?
I don't even know what I want to do yet, but I am going to celebrate, though.
Okay. All right. Well, can you at least let us know? Wait, when is it exactly? When is your birthday?
It's on the 19th, next Tuesday.
Oh, well, you'll be back on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. When you do celebrate, can you tell us what you did? Can we get the right?
Yeah, I got you.
Find out what you did, the scoop. Okay. All right, cool. All right, so we jumping into No Hook. Is that what we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So No Hook, that's what it is. We're going to jump in right now. All right?
All right.
All right. Air Dot Radio. Let's go. Fix that smoke detector. Put some batteries in that joint. Look, he got the people coming in already. Y'all don't want to tell. Let's go. Little at No Hook. The intro long as hell. Where are you low at?
Look, finesse on the beat and I go in as per usual. Man, I really be inside your girl just like some cuticles.
What?
People swear that they gon' really rob, but they be using you. If I'm saying something, it's gon' stick like I'm super glue. Yeah, you can't rock with me. Put me in the game with anybody, I'm gon' drop 50. Really made your girl suck me up. You know her top sticky. Why you tryna shit somebody at me like that's not risky? It's a key on the beat, I'm feeling just like Kobe. You can never stop me, I'm gon' shine and I ain't fucking go. Young boy, it make you look like I got two brags. That boy fat for real, a titty boy, not talking two chains. Walk into your house, I'm taking everything like new main. Nigga to your chimney, grapple up just like I'm Bruce Wayne. Heard him say he better than AT, bro.
Now,
I'm
checking on Instagram.
I'm the girl like Don't
sleep.
AT boy like NBA. Bro, suck me till I'm great. Special 60 like I'm Trey. I won't stop cause I'm the GOAT. Keep my tools just like I tote. You a goose, it's not a joke. Never lacked, I'm always woke. Yeah, boy, I stay woke, feeling generous. Man, I'ma get that boy a halo. Get into the green, the cheese, the pesos.
I don't play by my teeth like it's a queso. If I'm in the game, you know it's over. Case closed. And boys are really acting tough, but they fake bold. Man, I'm never on the rear cause I stay low. Yeah, I'm out of sight, I feel like J-Lo. Saying that he got more paper than AT, tell him stop it. Yeah, I'm 5'11", but the money made me nauseous. Feel like I'm Chinese because Trey gon' bring the chopsticks. Throw it up like Gino Doug gon' grab it like he lock it. Yeah, like he lock it. Say he getting money, tell him shut up, boy, that's nonsense. Baby Trucker bought me like it's making him some profit. This a real banger, yeah, you know that I'm gon' drop it.
Drop it.
All right, so listen, I gotta check some of your shit this time around. Some of them people looking suspect. I'm just letting you know, we are aware of what is going on. These people have to be legitimate pages, okay? You can't try to fool the chick, the fire chick. Come on now. You gotta have some real people tapping in. You can't be having these little trolls. Okay? I don't play that. I try to be fair all the way around the border. So, you know, I'm looking. Some of them numbers, some of them pages don't look right. I'm just saying. Some of them pages don't look right. Put your score up. Scale of 1 to 10. Feel free to rate each track on a scale of 1 to 10. Give us some feedback, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, Stats Update. Who's quality. Okay. Gray, what up? Meech, what up? Yeah, we definitely, but I would say this young boy is good though. Like, I'll give him a couple more years, like, if, you know, and perfect his craft. He's still new, but, you know, I wish he put some more pictures up and really get into it, you know, but, you know, I get it. Some people don't, ain't really talkers. You know, they like to get the work. We gotta play some heat after that. Yeah. All right, King, what up? So let's get them scores in. Again, please, people, you gotta have some legitimate people in here because that's the only way this shit counts. I cannot do the trolls. I will be looking. If I get like a random swoop of people and they all saying 10s, that like raises eyebrows to me. Okay, I'm with it. I'm with the, like, people coming in, but they got to be, like, legitimate, you know what I mean? So I just have to double check. And when people don't promote and they don't do anything on a page, I got to, like, watch. You real? Okay. Can you start posting on your page? Why you ain't posting? Aaron, let me see. You know. I mean, maybe you're real. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell. I'm telling y'all, you gotta, like, really be having something on your page. Like, it doesn't look like you're real. You got potential. You just need to invest more into yourself. Don't be scared. She on your head, Aaron. Aaron, I'll let you go because I see you commenting. What was your score, Aaron? I just need more people from the other people. You said you real? See, like, if you got these pages, you can just easily be like, I'm real, I'm real. I need all y'all to say I'm real at the same time. How about that? Let's go. I'm real at the same time. Come on. It can't be like one person at a time. It should be like shift pages. You know, we got a 7. Come on, all at one time. All at one time. Oh, there you go. Come on. If y'all wanna help him out, y'all gotta say I'm real at one time. You been real? Oh, you selling me. Y'all need to be posting your account. No, I'm just trying to be fair because you ain't gotta hear the shit I gotta hear. You know what I'm saying? Little act. They be jumping on my neck, so I gotta make sure everything is on the up and up. You know what I mean? I gotta make sure. You gotta understand my position. I don't be on Instagram, you know this. Okay. All right. Yeah. I know Aaron. All right, any more scores? I'm gonna let them other numbers slide. Any other numbers? Any other scores? Yeah, you know, it'd just be a flood at one time. You'd be like, you know, we'd be looking suspect. You know, but I mean, honestly, that's what you're supposed to do, but it'd just be looking like a little sus. So, and then when I look at the page and none of these people post anything, it doesn't look good. You know, it doesn't look good at all. So you can understand where I'm coming from. But shout out to y'all for the first time tapping in. I would like to see all y'all post up at one time, but that's okay. You know what I mean? I still got my eyes on these guys. Still got my eyes on you. All right, any more scores? If not, we're going to keep it moving. I was a little at no hook. Okay, no hook. Yeah, in the future, y'all really should get some, you know, pictures and stuff up on y'all pages so people don't think y'all, you know, trolls. You know what I'm saying? Because it looks like y'all trolls right about now. Just saying, respectfully, but, you know, you got to understand. You must have woke y'all up like, come on, vote for me. You know? You got a 7? Okay. All right. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Tonight's topic is, would you let your mom or dad date one of your friends? Would you let them date one of your friends? Get up lines for me. Right. Yeah. Would you let one of your friends date one of your mom or dad, your mom or your dad? Let me know what y'all think about it, you know. Again, I feel like they're going to still try to sneak and do it anyway. So, you know, you could fight them every day and they still going, you know. Y'all remember when y'all was in love and you weren't allowed to date? I don't know if y'all always was able to date. But I wasn't always allowed to date. I think I wasn't allowed to date until I was like 15 or 16. But then I still snuck around. I was like, I love him. We're going to date. And I remember one time I was like, we have, like, these streets where it's, like, 1, 2, 3 it was blocks over. And I was sneaking on the third block to meet my ex-boyfriend. And he was, like, a year or two older, and he was driving. So I'm, like, 15, and he's 17. Yeah, 17. So he's driving, right? And he's driving, he got his car, blah, 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 blah. And, my grandma pulled up, and I'm out there talking to him and shit. And my grandma pulled up. I was like, oh, shit. You know when you get caught out, and you're like, fuck. You know, she's like, get in the car. I was like, fuck, I'm caught. You know, those are the days. I mean, come on. The excitement. But, I mean, you know, they're going to, and I still fucked around with him. Like, it was like, it wasn't stopping shit. You know, and that's how it is. You know, you're going to still fuck around. Hopefully we get picked tonight. Everybody will be picked as long as they're here. You know, your phone is tweaking when the show started and she called my number. Hopefully we get to play tonight. I play everybody as long as you're here. So if you're not here, that's the only way. The only person that can stop you is you. Okay? Not unless Instagram is acting funny. So, all right. You're not too far down the line, so just be patient, okay? Fat baby. I hope I said that. All right. Well, no, it's yay. It's your boy, Fats. Okay. All right. So, matter of fact, hold on. Let me see. All right. Let me make sure this other person isn't here. 2926. Will you make up your mind? I swore I called you earlier. I sure did. All right, I'm going to take that. Thank you to the supporters who joined tonight. I hope he made a whole paragraph. All right, Fats, are you ready? I'm going to give you a little bit of time to get yourself together. All right, try to make sure you are in a bright atmosphere so we can see your face, okay? Wanna love, how are you? You was called earlier. I know, I thought I did call them earlier. I sure did, right? Fast, are you ready? Okay, cool. Okay, that. Thank you, Jay. He was like, yes, she was here. Yes, she did.
What are we?
Okay. You got...
What's everybody doing, man?
Hold on. Okay.
What up, Air It Out Radio?
What's
how y'all been, baby?
How you doing? Tell everybody your name. Calling
from. Oh, man. I'm tapped in with you, Shawty, all the way from Kansas City nowadays.
Kansas City? Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm tapped in all the way from the 816, man, all the way from Colorado and Kansas City. Hey, I appreciate you jumping on live with me. I appreciate you ready to spin my track. Hey, I done took everything that you told me and showed me, and I put it back into the game, and this is new improvement. And I just want to give thanks to you for being loyal to me all these years and holding it down with the radio. And the moment I call, you be like, come on with it. You know you family. Come on with it. So I just want to start off with giving thanks. And anything you got to ask me, I'm down to answer.
Okay. All right. So you know the topic for tonight. Tonight's topic is, would you let your friends date your mom or dad?
Oh, man. RIP to my dad. I lost my dad last year. My dad, he probably would have did what he wanted. But to my mama, I run with a bunch of people that, like, they play too much. So I don't ever feel like I could ever give my mama up to anybody that's close to me or that I personally know, because it's just it's a threshold that I know that the jokes is finna cross, the situations is finna cross, and I could never bow down to no man in that nature.
So no, pretty much.
That'd be a negative for me, ma'am.
A negative. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a negative. That's all the way around negative.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dang, nobody's saying yeah. Like, no, I'm the only crazy one, right?
Oh, no, man. It's you as a person, man. You got all the right to express yourself and get all the answers. We all need to ask more questions. It's okay to ask questions. You know, I feel like we could avoid a lot of things if more people ask more questions, and we can learn a lot more if we ask more questions. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like now being 30 years old compared to being 22 last time I was rocking with y'all, I done learned a lot around the way. You know what I mean? And shout out to everybody that's tuned into your station right now and giving you the music and using their resources. And thank you for being a resource. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what you been up to, like, since the last time you've been on?
Man, I've been dealing with more realities than dreams, but I finally got back on my feet to the point where I can start juggling both. You know what I mean? I finally got back to the point where I can turn dreams into reality again. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just taking baby steps every day, and I'm hoping to see big progression turning to big. And all praise to everybody that's supporting me. I'm officially an artist now. I got publishing rights. I'm trying to start in April throughout the Midwest, St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, all throughout Missouri. And on top of that, I'm on Spotify, all your streaming platforms. I'm finna give you an exclusive today that's out on Spotify and everywhere now under my tag. It's your boy Fast Baby. You know what I'm saying? But I just been grinding with taking care of responsibility. I'm finna get married next Thursday in Topeka, Kansas. You know what I'm saying? So I just been holding down the house, man, and taking care of responsibility, growing my hair out and trying to keep my grades from coming in.
I see. Now, hold up. Now, remind me if I'm right or not. You're the one that had the drink, right?
Yeah, the fat fish.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out my boy Machete. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said like we can take him back a few years ago. You know what I mean? You I had a blueprint. I followed through the blueprint. It got me to where I needed to be, and now we working on next steps.
Yo, that drink was slapping. Like, what happened?
Hey, mate. Reality, man. We're going to keep it a beam, reality. You know, when you move out of your mama house and out of your comfort zone, you make sacrifice to make sure that everybody around you is good. And sometimes that sacrifice, you gotta sit certain stuff down for a second, but always come back to it. Trust and believe me when I tell you, I got the original recipe. And I tend to come back with it stronger than ever. So, you know what I mean? It's just, reality came. Reality kicked in. You know, we was no longer kids no more. Now we got electricity and rent and water and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So reality kicked in. And, you know, I appreciate the impact, the inspiration and the history that I did make with my drink and with my apparel and with my music as I did back then as a kid. You know what I mean? We living life now as adults.
Crazy, you know what? And shout out to you, because I remember that all together, and the packaging of it was so dope, the way you had it together.
Yeah.
And everything. Like, I'm proud of you. Do you have like any advice for people that have like merch and stuff now to give to them? You know, like, do you have any advice for them?
That's dope. I want y'all to listen when people are talking to you. I want you to really pay attention to your surroundings and your atmosphere. I want you to listen to the signs, because the signs is going to be blatant. The signs is going to be present. And the more that you refuse to listen to them, the worse your predicament or your situation is going to continue to be. If you ever want to outclimb a situation, sometimes you just got to protect self. You got to watch over self, and you got to listen to your signs and take every information that you get with a grain of salt. And just be grateful for what you do have and what you want. It'll come all in due time. I mean, nothing happens overnight. They didn't build the empire overnight. It took a long time for people to build these things. So just give praise to the people that paved the way, the people that dropped jewels, and just listen. Listen to your old heads when they speak, you know what I mean? And for the younger crowd, hey, do something constructive, G. Find something constructive. If it's music, hey, put your time into that. Put your heart into that. Put your everything into that. And don't never be scared of losing, because we gonna take 1,000 L's and we gonna get one W under our belt that makes us feel good for a life year.
Yeah, no, I definitely remember that shit, because the way you packaged it, it was so dope. Like. You know,
yeah, shout out to my wife though. He said my wife, I gave her the recipe and she supplied the packaging, and then I gave her the logo and she gave me the bottles. You know what I mean? So it's been strong for quite some time with it. You know what I mean? It's coming back strong. We're gonna drop the Fast Fizz again, and we're gonna get the websites back up and running, and we coming back with a vengeance. You know what I'm saying?
So well, congratulations. I would love to see it happen again. Let me know when you want to come back up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I'm going to touch back down home real soon. You know, shout out to all the major players in Philly holding it down right now and doing their thing. I apologize. All praise to all the major players putting Philly on and holding Philly down and keeping resources and room for people to grow. And shout out to the city of brotherly love, man. I miss y'all. And when I come back home, I'm going to lock in with everybody that's been locked in with me. I don't change for nothing or no one. So I know who's loyal to me, and I know who I'm loyal to. So when I touch back home, hey, I'm a three slap you, and we gonna get this bag, and we gonna lock in and do some shows. Cause I miss home. I'll forever miss Philly. Philly was home. Home away from home for me. They opened arms to me and let me in. So I just want to return the favor real soon.
That's dope. Like, it's crazy. I remember you. Like, I'm like, cause I remember the fact. I'm like, wait a minute, is that the same person? Cause you look a little different. But I was like, wait a minute.
Man, I look grown up now.
Yeah,
nowadays, I look like I've been through some things. You know what I mean?
Nah, but it's late, so people be doing whatever. Like, I'll be like, But nah, I still remember because I had my office a little bit different. I had the big table right here, and then, you know, machine.
Yeah, I peeped that. I see you guys got a little bit more fine sway on your swag in your office and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I peeped that. Got you a nice little comfortable chair.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Elevation is key. That's all we want to do. And if you keep giving to the people and keep putting on for the community the way you are, all you're going to do is keep blessing up and keep progression and keep growing. And I like to see it from y'all too as well. Y'all done came a long way. You know what I mean? He said we done all came a long way. Some came better than most. Some fell a little short. Some got some more going to do. But we all playing our role.
What up, Reese? Yes, I'm proud of you. I'm glad you still tapped in. I tried to get Machete to come in. He probably sleeping, but
it's cool. He know it's all love with me, and he know when we get back up and running 100%. Because right now we probably sitting at 75, but I don't want to give nothing less than 100. So right. Once we sit back at 100%, I'm gonna make sure that I drop back at home and I drop a case of that Fast Fizz and I drop a couple of apparels and some new releases for y'all to have. Because that's what family do.
Yes, for sure. You know, you're welcome. All right, we're going to jump in. You got anything else you want to tell them real quick?
Hey, man, I just want to give all praise and all thanks to everybody who's supporting me, to everybody that locked into the live. I want to give all praise and all thanks to the Most High. I want to ask that everybody keep staying to their journey and watch out for distractions, man, and keep positive energy in your circle, bro. He said it's all about positivity. So I just ask that everybody keep remaining positive and hey, man, to the future, and I hope everybody wins. I want to see everybody win, so to the future, and hey, man, whenever you ready to drop that new shit for me, I all praise. Sister. You already know how I'm coming for Philly.
All right, let's go in. Air it out radio.
Already. Lock in with your boy on Spotify, too. Shout out Air It Out Radio. I appreciate y'all. I'm hanging up. Y'all go ahead and spin me. Yeah.
It's hard that I couldn't amend. Huh? It's a pain within. Yeah. Yeah. Just a warm up, baby. Somewhere I lost my step. I've been working on my get back. No rehab. I've been working on my two step. Gathering my thoughts. No GPS. Take my batteries to ran back. Somewhere I took the wrong left. Redirected my path. The bushes got high, poked me in my eye. I was just getting by. Traveled a long time for a piece of a pie. Chasing every dime. Like I'm get mine. Playing fine, lost in time. Playing everything off the spine. Put it on me. I'm a shine star. I'm one of a kind. It's just not my time. Dateline. Niggas quoting my rhymes. Industry fighting mine. Word to God. They ain't never heard of my kind. 2 mad teams. Not enough champion rings. I'm the underdog king. That's just fine. I'm grind, getting every bit of mine. I want mine. Like Mike got the jewels tight. I was just a block nigga stuck in the slammer. Came out hungry for the money, power. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
I can't take my day off. I gotta go hard. I wanna be my own boss. Keep hustling till it's all a dream. Don't wake me up. Shut up. Ain't no drama in my house. They let it run their mouth. I can't afford to be on the couch. Outside going nuts. Outside all the bus. I want it all. Run it up. I never gave a fuck. Heart is going nuts. My manifestation clean as fuck. Praying like meth. Having fucked up. I keep a hitter mad. Fast, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, man. They taking you on a journey if you allow it.
Air it out radio, is that your fire?
Air it out radio.
Okay, that was fat right there. Machete, you missed it. He was just on. Trying to get you on. There you go right there. He said, thank you, all praises and love. I was like, wait a minute, is this the same guy? But you know what? Like, y'all be thinking the merch don't mean shit. Like, that, the merch is everything, especially if it's like a catchy merch, and his merch was super catchy. I remember it so clear, and I was like, the face ain't adding up, but then I was like, the name, I was like, wait a minute, that's the same guy with the bottle. I'm like, what? And it was so catchy, and it was, the presentation was so dope. I will probably never forget that. So that's why your merch is very, very important, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. I wish I had more time to talk to him about, like, to get advice from him for other people, because I know people that have, like, merch and, you know, do juices and food and stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's totally different from a t-shirt. You know what I mean? I do water. My water does pretty good. I usually sell out when I do stuff, but, like, you know, just to get the liquid concept of, you know, selling that product and then the bottle and all that. Like, I just, you know, I like to, like, you know, beat people's ear up and see what they think about certain things, because I be wanting to grow myself. I don't know everything. I'm still a student to certain things. You remember that interview? I know. I was there and I watched. I was like, you really did a good job. You still got my t-shirt. Okay. The message was awesome. Yeah, listen. I'm trying to tell you. You know, I like that. So let's get some scores in, ladies and gentlemen. Let me know what you're thinking about that. That was super dope. I like that. And I haven't talked to Fats in, I don't know how long. Like, it's been about, I want to say, four, like, Machete, he still got his thing up here. I don't know. How long ago was your show on here, Machete? Probably, I want to say about 6 or 7 years ago. And I still remember that. The more signs to jump back, Machete. We was just like talking about this last night. The Avs was a fire chance. Place your orders for the APL original merch today. Right. Yeah, merch is really important, and you gotta stand out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people, they be like, fire, where's your potato chip bag? I wanna be just like you. Don't be like me. Do something fucking different. Do something different. That's the key, is to do something completely different. Don't do what everybody else is doing. Sell some fake teeth or something. I don't know, vampire teeth. You know, if that's your vampire thing, sell vampire teeth. Don't be like, you know, doing whatever I'm doing. Like, do what you do that make yourself stand out. You know, just like he had the juice. A lot of people wasn't doing juice like that, so it was a big deal. You know, the packaging was cool. I know he spent some money on that shit. That was like, damn, wow, is he doing this? You know, but I like stuff like that, you know, when people are really going out of their way for merch. And I know how much merch is, and, you know, you get that customized shit, like, whew. Standing out is really important. That's why I try to do it crazy shit, like the billboards, and do weird stuff, because everybody can just do it. They're like, yeah, I got a potato chip bag too. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, all right, now I got to do some crazy shit. Because I hate looking like people. You know what I mean? Because if you look like me, then we both look alike. And there's no fun in that for me. I like to look different. You know? So I'm like, oh, that was too easy? Okay, now I got to do some outrageous shit. You know, yeah, because people want to look the same, and then artists want to be like, I want the same thing. Can you give me the information? And I don't want to be no hater or nothing. I'll be like, here. And then they go and do the same thing, and then they're looking like me, and I'm just like, fuck. So you always want to try to do something different. You know, the hats and the t-shirts is cool, but if you can get something that can really stand out and really do something crazy, crazy, definitely do that. So listen, this is just my cue to let y'all know that I'm supposed to be wrapping it up on the phone lines. However, we are still good to go. The people that are on the phone lines, please do not hang up. Once you hang up, and after a minute, you will not be able to get back on the show. This is just for me so I can start wrapping myself up so I don't be here 4 or 5 o'clock. In the morning like I used to. So I have to kind of like start shutting shit down a little earlier so I can get out of here on time. So the show is still recording within an hour. I'm Gucci. It just will not allow you to keep coming back off and on. So once you're off, you're off. So if you're on, stay on. If you're off, once you're off, you will not be able to join back onto the phone line. So I'm just giving y'all a heads up. All right. And you will not be able to call into the show either. All right. I do that so I can get the fuck out of here, because y'all don't be giving a fuck about me. You will see it. And be like, wait a minute, fire. I'll be in this bitch 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Shit. All right, so you can either call the show right now. You got 10 seconds. If not, then, again, we do have the list for the phone lines, I mean, for the Instagram Live. You can just stay there. Stay there. Do not hang up. Once you hang up, that is it. I remember when Deja used to be on here. I know, and I'm not doing that. I had to figure out a system to get out of here, you know, because I'm a sucker. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm a sucker. I'll be like, all right, I'll play it. All right, okay. And then, you know, I mean, if I got a nigga, he like, bitch, you get off at 1. What the fuck is going on? And I'm like, well, you know, I wanted to play another. Niggas ain't trying to hit that shit. They're trying to get some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, bitch, hurry up. You said 1, maybe 2. You're running a little late, but like 6. You know, but I'm a big sucker. The phone hung up on you. The phone doesn't hang up on you. You have to get off the phone lines. The phone does not hang up. There's people still there. There's people still here. It only, if you hang up, it does not allow you to get back on. I kind of said that. So if you hang up or you get off, it didn't hang up. It's still recording. We're still here. There's people still there. You know, you're just not able to bring yourself back on to the phone lines. That's what I gave that whole speech about. I'm promoting tonight's show and make sure I stay tapped in and send plenty of talent your way. Thank you, Fats. I appreciate that. You say your phone hung up on you because it didn't hang up on you. It didn't hang up on you. All right, so the people that are still on the phone lines, just stay there. Do not hang up. Once you hang up, it will not let you back on. It will not let you back on. All right? Not. You will not be able to get back on. Okay? I programmed it that way so I could get out of here. All right? All right, so let's keep it moving. I'm going to go to Two Soldier. Two Soldier, the artist. Are you here? Two Soldier, the artist. Major, you're still on the Instagram Live, so you can still come on here, but, like, definitely just do one or the other, you know, in the future, because you really shouldn't be on both. You don't want to ever be on both of them. It's a lot. Soldier, the artist, are you here? Okay. I'll try to give y'all time. Instagram look like it's rolling tonight. It's like it's doing me justice. I shouldn't say nothing. It's nice to you know. They'd be like, bitch, you spoke too soon. All right. Tonight's topic is, can your friend date your mom or your dad? What's the status on that? You're on the phones? Okay, just hang tight. Still good to go. Do not hang up. If you hang up, you will not be able to join Instagram Live. I just want to give you the heads up. Okay. What's up? How are you?
I am good. Blessed okay. to be here.
So everybody, where you calling from?
I'm calling from the ATL, man.
ATL. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm scared to ask, but can they?
Right, you know what I'm gonna say?
No. Why?
It's a fuck no.
It's a fuck no. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta stand on the morals for you, man.
Okay.
You know, it's too many people like a lot to piggyback off what they said. Too many people in the world, man, and to be indulging in that. But outside of that shit, it is what it is.
Okay. But can your dad date one of your girlfriends? You're like your friend. No.
Nah.
No. Not
I would. No. I don't want they old crust ass bitches.
Damn.
That's what I feel like. When you get a certain age and you ain't got it together mentally, then you crush. That's what it is.
Like crusty. I heard the way I call him like crusty on a little tape.
Yeah.
All right. He said, hell no. I'm no crusty. All right.
Yeah.
Did you ever date like an older girl, like really old? No.
If she in a good mental space and her spirit good and ain't
no.
it.
No, I'm saying did you? All right.
Have I before?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, it's just certain things. We got to be entwined.
No.
keep it useful, because if I'm with somebody older than me, then they're going to make me old.
What? You
know,
like, they running around doing crazy shit. What you talking about?
Yeah. Like, older people want to be your parent and not your companion. I don't need that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of women are kind of like that anyway, too. We take care of you. We wash your clothes. We clean your room. We do all, like, we just like your parent anyway.
Pretty that's cool, but
he said that's cool.
Big crush dad, better sit your crush dad down, but
oh my god.
But fire, I wanted to let y'all know, man. The ATL merch is now available. I'm wearing some of the stuff now.
Okay.
And it's available, okay. And I got some things behind me real quick. These are also the merchandise that we got on sale, and you can customize it if you don't live in Atlanta. We got the jackets, the leather jackets, $200 jackets that the merch is going on, custom shoes that I made with the logo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just want to put that
out. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
He said $200 jacket. Woo!
Yeah, it's some expensive coats that this merchandise is going on.
That's right. Is that the varsity jacket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it just custom came from the warehouse.
Right. Okay. Wait a minute. Is that a Christmas tree? I know that's not.
Yeah, I still got my tree up.
I'm done.
Hey, look. When you stay right with the Lord, man, God bless you. Even if there ain't nothing under it, it'll be some under.
Right. Okay. I mean, I can't believe you got it. Oh, boy. I know people
got their Christmas tree. Hey, look at it. It took so long to put it up. I said, oh, then I'm going to have to vacuum again. I don't want to do all that.
Yo, I can understand the Christmas lights. I get it. But like, the tree's still up?
The tree's still up, definitely.
Oh, wow. Does it stay up all year long, or you just, like, forever?
Oh, no. It's just up. I ain't thinking about taking it down. It's up.
Okay.
It'll be Christmas again, but by the time I...
Right. You know, I be feeling like that sometimes. I'll be like, you know what, especially all the ordinance and stuff, you be like, look. But,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Does anybody else know anybody with a Christmas tree up, though? Like, I mean,
he's probably the only one.
Like, no.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to hold you. I seen somebody with two Christmas trees, and I think I want to start that tradition. I know I'm crazy. Because I can't make up my mind which Christmas tree I want. I got two Christmas trees, but I want to put one of them up. So both of them up at the same time. Is that weird?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
No. You grow them, and you're the best.
Do it.
So you can do it.
Right. Okay. All right. So what track we getting into tonight?
This one we getting into tonight, man, is called Sticky. I'm actually a feature on this song, and this be like a guy that he's a talented guy, man, and we just came together. Like, God brought us together. I met him one day, and we did a song. I wrote the song. I wrote my verse in 5 minutes.
Oh.
He asked me to jump on. I did it. Yeah.
And it's called Sticky?
Yeah.
All right, let me make sure. Sticky icky, or is it sticky?
It's just sticky.
Okay. I'm getting hot ass.
You got to ask, yeah. You
got
to
ask.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me see. I'm trying to think. Why is it not popping up? I did see that. I don't know if it was that track or it might have been something else. Oh, wait a minute. Money is my job, my church.
If you can't get to a fire, we ain't got a hole to show up. If you want to run something else, that's cool too.
I don't know about Sticky. I want to know what Sticky talking about. But keep winning. You see, money in my job, stay turned, couldn't be better. That's what I have in here. I don't have that one.
I might have sent that one too late, Fire. You want to go? We can go money is my job. That's cool.
Money is my job?
Yeah, okay. We can run that one.
All right, cool. So money is my job. It's going down right now. Aaron I Radio, True Savage the Artist. Still don't want to say, ladies and gentlemen, Sticky, next time. That actress got any track. Let's go.
Hey, run that shit up, Chase. My occupation is count of paper. I'm just so glad that we made it. I don't need no ultimatums. I'm just trying to walk in greatness. They really want to know what team we on. Head to the top and it won't be long. We finally made it. We paving the pavement. We finally made it. We paving the pavement. They really want to know what team we on. Head to the top and it won't be long.
Hey, run that shit up, Trey.
We touching the paper, we finally made it. Walking on holy ground, feeling elated. The pain inside of me, humble me, baby. My princess of virtue, this shit undated. Cucking my place, more attention, my cables to hit the tape. Facing my calories, grateful, legacy team for just rock with me, baby. Stupid state, of course, we're powerhouse, baby. Ain't no debating, it's just celebration. You know this is game with charisma. The magical cravings that we created. They really wanna know what team we on. Head to the top and it won't be long.
Hey, run that shit up, Trey.
My occupation is down the paper. I'm just so glad that we made it. I don't need no ultimatums. I'm just trying to walk in greatness. They really want to know what team we on. Head to the top and it won't be long. We finally made it. We paving the pavement. We finally made it. We paving the pavement. They really want to know what team we on. Head to the top and it won't be long.
Hey, run that shit up, Trey.
I'm kind of the dishes, I'm chilling with bitches, I'm back on my grind. I try to get it, that's what I told, so I let it be known. Sip every last in my reality mode. My money and I, equally yo. I fetch in the line when I get in the yo. I'm matching the move, so I put on my coat. Don't look fly when I put these on. I'm at the humming of my floss in my squirrel. I lay the pipe down, now she grabbing up the pillow. She bite on the lip, cause I'm beating up the middle. Don't look fly when I put these on. Yeah, yeah, won't be long.
Air it out radio, knocking my shit over and shit. I have no idea where this fell down. I don't know. Well, I'll figure it out later. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net.
Air it out radio.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, ladies and gentlemen. Let me know what y'all think on that. I thought I was catching. Yo. All right, I was like that. Okay. If you got everybody in sync doing it, you know what I mean? Like, it could be something, you know? I like catchy shit. I ain't gonna hold you. I love me a catchy shit. Even if it's not like, you know, people be thinking they gotta be so, like, lyrical all the time, you know? And I think the reason why some lyrical stuff isn't, like, if it's an ABC rap, sometimes it just works. You know, you get off work, you tired. You don't really want to think that much. You're like, listen, that shit bobbing. And then you bobbing your head, you're like, yeah. But no, he was really spitting though. But, you know, sometimes like when it's that unconscious shit, you be like, ugh, I'm too tired. Okay? Because you got to like put it together. And sometimes people just, you know, be tired. You know, we be tired. But I'm all for the conscious stuff, too. I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm just saying? That the easier stuff, you know, you're working all hard and you just exhausted. And you're like, listen, lean back. Lean back. It don't take that long, nigga. Lean back. I mean, come on. Give me a dope beat and I'm just, you know. I'm just saying, make it easy for me. I'm tired. And then when I have my moments where I want to be, you know, then I'm like, yeah. All right. And a 7 and a 10 and another 10. All right. Any more scores? Our music has its place. Yes, thank you. You know, because people don't like some of the new stuff. I like the new and I like the old. I just feel like I need a mixture of everything. Like, it's just like food. I can't eat the same thing all the time. I get bored. I can't listen to the same thing. I get bored. You know, and I'm like, ugh. You know, I love hip hop, but if it's straight hip hop all the time, I'm bored. I need to hear some Cardi. I need to twerk behind the scenes. Okay? Because I'll be twerking behind the scenes. I'm twerking on the low. All right, I want to be a nasty whore on the sideline, all right? And I want to get my money. I want to talk about getting my money, and I want to act like I'm on the street trapping. Trap.
trap. Bitch, I ain't trapping. I'm fronting out this bitch. I'm trapping in my own way. I'm trapping, you know, work it. Because trapping can mean multiple things. I'm just saying. You know? Yeah, I like a mixture, nigga. Like, I get bored easily. If I'm here reggae all night, I'm bored. I'm like, oh my God, please, somebody shoot me. I can't listen to one thing all night long. Unless, you know what I've been getting into? I've been getting into jazz. Like, I'll listen to some jazz, run me a nice bath water, and just chill. Because ain't nobody talking. It's just you listening to the instruments, and you're just like, damn, that boy good. You know? What up, Blue? You know, I like jazz. It just, I don't really have to hear nobody's voice or anything. It's just the instruments, and that's something that is very rare. Now you don't really hear, like, full-blown bands and the instruments and stuff like that. I just kind of miss that. And I've been watching a lot of old movies where they, you know, the people be playing jazz and live bands or whatever. Any more scores, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. You know, we miss that. Old town shit and, you know, I'm not from that era, but, like, I love listening. I like going back to old school stuff, so, you know. Yeah, especially, like, I mean, I don't smoke, but if I was to smoke, I would, you know, I would definitely be chilling on, you know, the jazz and just listening. Like I said, the instruments is like, wow. You know, now it's like you get a snare and a drum and a kick. It's not the same. Yeah, they got a couple live band pieces in Philly, and I go check them out every once in a while. I'll be like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Even rock and roll. Like, I love rock and roll, too. You know, I'm all for, like, the live bands. I respect it. All right. Any more scores? That's why I love Otter 1000. Yeah. He did a whole 360, didn't he? He just was like, I love it when people that got money, they just be like, fuck all that money. I'm just going to, you know. I love it. Thank you for everyone. I appreciate it. You're on radio. Amazing platform. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for sliding through. I love how y'all come on because, like, y'all play different music and some of y'all change y'all style up. And so it's good, you know, to hear different music from y'all. All right. Let me take somebody from the phone lines. If you are on the phone lines, I see a lot of y'all still here. Please press 1. If you don't want to come on, that's totally fine. You can just sit back and listen. You know, people be on their phones, tapping in. DJ Sean, how you doing? Shadow, what up? Love rock. I love rock. I love me some rock. I ain't going to hold you. I love me some rock. 8234.
8234.
Are you ready?
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah.
What's up? Who's this?
What's going on? This is Touche JC. I'm Shauna Red, manager, artist I sent in. Her name, she go by Shauna Red. Definitely tapped in with Air It Out Radio before. I had about two or three songs in rotation of Shauna Red's with y'all. And for a minute, I ain't going to lie, I just want a big shout out to you because I was like, damn, because I didn't know you were spinning it. But I had made her Twitter, and I sent you the Twitter account and everything, but I never checked her Twitter, and I checked, and I seen all the times you were spending it. And then when the check came in, I said, oh, my God, she really spending it. She got her radio station is a real radio station. She's lit, and I fuck with it. Big shout-out. I've been meaning to tap back in with you just to let you know and just to let everybody else know who don't believe that you actually got it going on. You done been on for a while now, so I'm pretty sure everybody already know that you got it rocking and you actually do what you say you going to do. But the checks was amazing, and I appreciate it. Appreciate the spin.
What you need to do is you need to snapshot the payment and send it to me, and then I'll put her in again for another 3 months. That's what I do.
I got you.
Whenever you get a chance, you know what I mean? Just let me see that little bankroll, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I like that because I like for people to say that is real, and I appreciate you tapping in and, you know, being honest about it. You know, I be telling people, like, yo, tell me
that you got the money. Like, let me see it. Because some people be spending it, and they don't never show
me. Because, see, a lot of people, my fault for cutting you off, but a lot of people don't have they paperwork in order. They don't have no BMIs or ASCAP and all of that, so they don't see no money, and they thinking they're going to see some money off of DistroKid and United Masters and shit. But now it comes, BMI covers all of that and all of that shit. But a lot of people don't have their paperwork in order, so they don't see it.
They don't see, especially the first time, like, they'll see it maybe the second time because they realize they did it wrong, and then they'll be like, I don't want to say nothing to you. I'll be like, yo, send me the shit. They'll be like, oh, I did it. They're like, I got to do it again. And I'm like, shh. But I remember her, like, she's doing well, right? Like, she's big.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of shit in motion. We just got a manager that I just signed. Like, I'm still a manager, but another booking agent that we just signed to, his name Johnny Cabell, one of the biggest booking agents in Atlanta and manager in Atlanta. Then we got a deal. I ain't even really supposed to be saying nothing, but this aired out radio, so we going to air this shit out. We got a deal coming up. I ain't going to say who the deal from, but March 23rd, y'all tap in with Shauna Red. Y'all can follow her page, SHUNNA_REDD. We having a big signing party on the 23rd, and y'all see who she'll be signing to and everything. But shit going good.
Well, congratulations. I mean, definitely send me that stuff. I really love to get, you know, the feedback from people because I love posting stuff. People don't be sending me the stuff. I'm like, listen, y'all.
I'm sorry.
People don't be knowing. But, you know, I try to tell y'all, like, out of courtesy, because y'all showing me that it's really real. I know it's real. But I get a chance to show other people and that they get it. You know what I'm saying? Because some people like, oh, no, I don't know. But, yes, it happens. If your shit is lined up right, you will get the money. And I've seen people, they don't even perform or anything. They just get royalty checks all the time. And they be nice. Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you. Tell her I said hello. I wish she could come on the show every once in a while and just to tap in. And all right, what track are we getting into tonight?
Take It Easy. Yes. And I just want to say one more thing before I get off. She do, if everybody can that's listening, that's tapped in right now, y'all go follow her on our platform. It's Shauna Red, SHUNNA_REDD. We represent Real Rap Is Back. But I heard you, I was listening to you, and I heard you say, like, sometimes you want some ratchet shit, sometimes you want a goddamn, you feel me, be on your goddamn girly shit or whatever. She do all of that. We got music any genre that you want to touch, any basis. The latest album that we just dropped is her R&B. It's her first time presenting her R&B. She's a dope singer, too, but we got four tracks rap, four tracks R&B. It's called Love and Hip Hop by Shauna Red. And everything's dope. Everything's amazing. Y'all check out, tap in.
Dope. All right. So is this you on Instagram, the IMK1, or that's somebody else?
No, I'm Touche JC. I wrote earlier in there. I tried to request to go live, but I ended up calling.
Oh, because somebody is on here putting their Instagram up. But that's cool. It don't matter.
We got fans everywhere. We got people, probably family, probably fans.
The team is there. I love it. All right, we pinned her up, dear. All right, we're going to jump in right now. Thank you so much for tapping in. Don't forget.
I'm about to send it right now as soon as I hang up the phone.
Okay, yeah, definitely for sure. Okay, Shauna Red, let's go. Take It Easy. Air It Out Radio.
Skipping past my scars like broken records. Used to love my Audi coupe shit. Now I'm fiending for a Tesla. Had to take off and recoup. My mind so empty without loop. Fighting demons on my shoulders. Wonder if they tell the truth. I see one. Every time I get this bad, then they just poop. This pain can look so fucking. And have a clue. I've been crying on the inside. My heart gotta be blue. What do I do? Staring in the mirror. My reflection say who you are. So do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take it easy, man. Open book, I never faked it. Don't nobody seem to care. Even at my darkest moments, still ain't see you niggas there. Shoulders heavy, still I bear. Shit, I won't even shed a tear. I just throw on all this ice. When I pop out, they stop and stare. Real rap, yeah, that's my therapy. I see the world clear. Down to my last 50, we gon' spit it, cause we share. Whole team with me dripping, canary diamonds in our ear. Ain't the type to really flex, just let it bling so I can hear. Being a mother made my heart change. All these long talks with God made me wanna switch lanes. All these part-time frauds made me wanna bring pain. All these acres in my yard made me wanna park planes. Yeah. You never know what somebody going through. You can be pretty.
It is a good one.
Still be ugly as hell on the inside. Yeah.
I've been trying to breathe on the water.
Gotta breathe, baby.
Yeah, man, she's a dope artist. I know she was in rotations for a while. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I wish she would have came more early. But nah, listen, better late than never. I'm glad that he tapped in, you know, to talk about the artist, Shauna Redd. Like, she is definitely moving, and congratulations on her new situation. I can't wait to hear more. And I love artists like that, that blow up. Now, she fuck around and blow up from Eric. That's another one on my back. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yeah, she was on here and LB4. You know, because when Miss Mulatto blew up, I was like, see, I told y'all. You know, it be them underdogs that is eventually take off. I love it. You know, Jay, you know, so it's a whole bunch of different artists that, you know, blew up. I like to give people while they're fresh and new. You know, I'll be like, I remember when you was on Air It Out. Let's get some scores in, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody said that's a vibe. It's lit. Tight flow delivery. Yeah, she definitely ain't playing. It sounds like a soundtrack. Yeah, I mean, that's all need to be on the air right now, like on the FM. For real, for real. You know, a lot of, some of y'all got some dope music. You know, you just have to get it out there. You know, we got another 10. Yeah, and listen, I get it. You know, it's a lot of work, but, you know, you got to get it out there. You know, getting it out there is the hardest thing. Thanks for playing. Always supporting Air It Out Radio. You, one of the first ones for us to present our sound. I love it. I love when I'm the first one. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, y'all don't want a virgin, like, you know, because they got high expectations for you, and you'd be like, they want you to like blow them up. And I'm like, I didn't say I was gonna blow you up. I said I was gonna play you. But you know, sometimes being a first, you know, they be expecting a little bit, but once they understand, like, I'm just playing the music, and that's that. Thanks to Air It Out Radio for the platform. I'm grateful. Thank you. I appreciate it. So when y'all blow up, just remember, you know, I'll be in my little rocking chair. I remember that nigga. You know, this is slide a hello. Hopefully I'll still be on Instagram then. You know, and y'all blow up. Just come through every once in a while. Like, it's crazy. I just, ran into one of, like, an artist that used to be on a long time ago, and now he's a freestyle, he's one of them battle rappers, and I was like, I would have never guessed you was a battle rapper ever in my life, and his name is Fire the Misfit or something. So, I, like, you know, it's a lot of people that breeze through here. I just, you know, and it was like, yeah, he a big deal. I'm like, really? I didn't see that coming. I didn't see he would even go into, like, you know, freestyling or anything, like, you know. But everybody has their path. Sound blows up. I got you. All right. I'm going to hold you to that, too. So. And this is recorded still. Be like, remember you said. You know what I mean? Now, I mean, I've had artists that were, like, two of my artists, like, went viral. Or, you know, already got to that finish line. And what the? Nuke is still in here. But yeah, you know, artists get in here and you just, you know, just got to take care of your personal life. Get your personal life together so it doesn't affect anything else. You know what I mean? Because that's where everything starts falling apart. 100K stream song came out every day. Artists got to do more than last. Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, we all got to do more, but, you know, it's hard. It's hard. All right, you got to hit every avenue, absolutely, absolutely, and start with the little people. The little people is where everything is at. Like, I'm not playing around. You got to get with the podcast. You got to get with the independent radio shows and radio stations like me. We are going to be the ones that push you. I would get with them. If you are under Digital Radio Tracker, they have like this forum of like all the list of radio stations that are BDS. If your music is registered, you want to go under there. It's a whole blueprint for you. Let me show you really quick while I got a little bit of time. If y'all don't mind, I love educating people. But once your stuff is registered, you want to go there. You know, you want to go there, and it's a whole list of people that are doing the same thing like me, and you don't get deceived. Oh, and this is for the people that really are not fucking around. Like, if you want to keep fucking around, you want to... All right, so really quick. All right, so this is where you want to go to Digital Radio Tracker, and then you want to go on the stations that's monitored, right? And here you go. It tells you all the list of, you know, the genres. So you want to go, and if they're not in here, then they're not monitored, okay? So y'all don't get beat, and they can't lie to you. So when they say, yeah, we're registered, you know, they're lying. You see me there? You see me? Who do you see? Who do you see there? God damn it. Me, that's who. So when a motherfucker tell you, yeah, you can get played and you can get fun and you can get paid for your shit, if they're not here, they're lying to you. They are lying to you. You understand what I'm fucking telling you? They are lying. If they're not here, they're lying to you. I don't make the rules. They are lying. So it's nothing I said wrong. I'm just telling the fucking facts. They have a whole list. You got to do your homework. So if you're not checking who's who, that's your fucking fault. You got to learn the game. So out of all these people, you want to start taking this right here and Googling it and finding out what their qualifications are to get onto their show. You want to check out this person and see what they got going on and how can I get onto your show and how can I get onto your show. Copy, paste, put it in the search engine and find out how you can get on all these people's show. And these people are legit and they are tracked through Digital Radio Tracker. So if you're doing it the hard way, that's a whole list of like hip hop. That is not even R&B. So if you are an R&B person, you can go to the R&B section. If you are a jazz, they have the section for jazz. They made it really simple. You're the one that's running around trying to chase your tail. The information is right there. They do it all for you. So if you go onto that list and they are not there and they say, I can get you paid, they're lying to you. They're lying. And you can tell them I said so. And you can ask Digital Radio Tracker. It's very, very, it's like a 1% chance that they're not on air because Digital Radio Tracker, that's their job. They track people. They track them. They track radio stations and podcasts like myself, and they put them on that list, and they make sure that they're being verified.
I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules. So I'm just telling you the facts, you know. And I see people lie every day to y'all and be like, yeah, you can get a rotation. And I'll be like, y'all ain't doing y'all homework because they lying. And it's people in the city, and they be running around here talking about they the number one station, and they doing this and this and that, and they ain't none of that shit right. But I mind my business, because it is what it is. You know, y'all got to do y'all homework, and that's the bottom line. And it's not just in Philly. It's all over the world. If they can get away with it, they're going to get away with it. So that's your fault. So, again, you see this list right here? Let's recap. This list right here, it don't lie. And this is just hip-hop. You want to go to Digital Radio Tracker. And you see this? If a motherfucker ain't on this list, they lying to you. Okay? Take your time and be like, oh, you are? Let me see. And like I said, a bitch, my ass is here. I'm here multiple times. Actually, they skipping me. I got a couple other stations. They don't have me listed. You see that? Do you see anybody? Hold on. Let me tell y'all something. Do y'all see anybody else with multiple stations? Just here, they got R&B, and it got rap. It's not a lot of people that have multiple stations. You see them? They're actually, I have more than this. So that's three. But I have more than that. So they ain't really, and I had talked to him about that shit. He was like, listen, you got to pay extra for that. I'm like, hold on now, nigga. But it's not a lot of people that have multiple stations in there. Okay, so if you don't see a motherfucker in here, they lying. They lying. I don't make the rules, darling. Just be here. I'm just around. And y'all getting duped every day. So it ain't meant for me to pull people's car, but the information's right there. Just saying. So if you paying people and you're in rotations, you can see if they're legit or not. I'm just saying, I don't need the rules. Okay. But anyway, Digital Radio Tracker is just a sure way. What up, Miss Lowe? To find out the truth, whether a motherfucker is lying, because people lie all the time to y'all. I'm sorry. And it's your fault because you don't do your homework. Okay? So you want to get duped, get duped. You want to pay $500 to be in rotations and this person ain't even giving you no play? That's your fault. You know what I mean? It's not theirs because you were allowing them to get away with it. All right, Chapo, are you here? Chapo. Tonight's topic is, we're still hanging around. I know we're toward the end of the show, but, you know, we're still around. Chapo, tonight's topic is, would you be cool? Would you allow your friend to date your parents? I know it's a little rough, but would you be okay with it? Would you be like, you know what, fuck it. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm the only one tonight that said, yeah. And then like I said, My cousin messed with my ex, and I was just like, wow, that's what we're doing? My ex, he called himself trying to get back at me and fuck my cousin, and he wound up getting her pregnant, and that's, you know, it is what it is, you know. Now, if we had any chance of getting back together, he fucked that up, you know what I mean? Because I was like, eh, I'll get back with him, you know what I'm saying? But then when he did that, I was like, nigga. You know ain't no give. You know it ain't no coming back from that. This is not happening. It's just not happening. All right. Chapo, are you here? Chapo's not here. Okay, T.O., I guess you up next. I am so fucking hungry. Toward the end of the show, I'll be like, bitch, I'm hungry. Since I've been on this whole vegetable thing, it's like my body be like, bitch, please, we need some food. I did make some, without drip, I did make some egg rolls earlier, and it was slapping. I made my egg rolls. I think I like the crunch of it. Like, and then I be frying them myself. I'm not really into frying like that.
But they be coming out nice and golden and shit. I'm like, yeah, put some veggies in there. Today I put some fish in there, so, you know. I can tell you that's how much I'm hungry. But they sitting on the side waiting like, we're waiting for you, fire, whenever you're done. Whenever you're done, bitch, we'll be here. La, 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 la. Not the Fred fucking mom. No, it's a no. Okay. Okay. What do you say? That's an X for a reason. I don't know why he would do that. You know, he was trying to be funny. You know how it is. Motherfuckers be mad at you. You're like, I'm going to fuck your cousin. I'm like, okay. And this is the crazy part. If you're going to fuck my cousin, at least fuck a nice looking cousin of mine. My cousin is a hood bitch, a hood rat ass bitch from the project. No job. Already got 3 years already. She wasn't worth shit. Like, you didn't even come up. You went fucking 10 flights down. You know what I mean? And like I said, I seen her at the club, like this bar that we go to. It was like a little hangout spot. And the bitch looked at me like, I fucked her ex. And she was just like, I said, oh, we not speaking, bitch, over this nigga. Okay, whatever. Give a fuck, bitch. You got my leftovers, okay? Yeah, you know, listen, and I brush like shit like that off. I was like, okay, I don't care. You know, I had no, like, I left him, so you know what I mean? I knew he wasn't shit. So yeah, but I was just like, ew. You couldn't fuck with one of my good cousins? Like one of my, like a decent cousin of mine? This cousin is from the bottom. The bottom. The bottom of the pit. Barely washing her coochie. That bottom.
Hey, yo.
What's going on?
What's going down with you?
Everybody, where you from and your name?
I'm from Buffalo, but I'm out in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm T.O. Lestat.
I be calling you T.O.
T.O., yeah, a lot of people call me T.O.
Okay.
That's what I really grew up as a kid. You know, that's why everybody called me T.O. because my name is Todd. So they call me T.O. Hey, yo, T.O. Hey, yo, T.O.
Hey, yo, T.O. I was talking about you to a couple of people. I was like, yo, he's fucking dope. You know.
Yeah, I gotta link in with you for sure. This week for sure so I'm happy you was talking about what you did. What you just showed is key. I mean, and what that dude said earlier, a lot of people don't got their paperwork in line. I mean, that's facts, man. Like, get your shit in order so that every time it plays somewhere, it's collected. You're getting counted for it. You know, you're getting something on it.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing it for a hobby.
Yeah. And mind you, like his artist. Like, sometimes I do fill-ins, so, like, I'll leave people in the playlist, and I'll forget all about it. Like, you know, if it's a dope song, I'll just leave it in there. So I know they got a nice check. I ain't even going to hold you. I know their check is nice, because they've been out of rotation for a long time, and it'll just keep spinning. I'll just keep people in there just to fill in the, you know. But, yeah, when he said that check is nice, I bet it is, huh? I mean, you got a real legit place.
You know what I mean? You got a legit setup. So, I mean, people may not know that. I don't know, but it's tight. What you doing is tight, man. For real.
Nah, it's legit. You know, like I said, I can't lie about anything. The good thing about Digital Radio Tracker, they track stuff and they put people on blast. So you can't really hide anything. Like, you can't hide the truth. If you go find it, it's there. You know what I mean? So I can't really lie about anything. So, but I mean, that was good for them to come on and confirm, you know, me. I like that shit. I be wanting to see proof, like show me. But a lot of people don't have the proof to show me because they do it wrong the first time and then they have to wait till the second time and it takes 3 months and then, you know what I mean? So.
They put their BMIs or ASCAPs in wrong, you mean?
Okay.
Or they give it to you wrong?
They give it to me wrong. Like, now I check it now, but like, sometimes if you give me the wrong information, like if your name is Fire Chick, like say Fire Chick, and you register under something else, but then you give me Fire Chick, it's not correct. You have
right, right. They don't vibe. It's got to be the same information, the same IP all the way across. Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So if your government name is in there, you need to give me your government name. And that's
yeah.
And people make that mistake all the time. That's why I tell people all the time, go get your name or whatever your artist name, LLC. So now you can duck yourself as a business because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't want to give me their government name. They'll give me their artist name. And they fuck up that way. So you have
right.
to, you know, and they're like, I don't want to give you that. I'm like, if you give me your artist name and it's not registered, it's not going to, it's, you know.
You're not going to get none.
Yeah,
yeah,
but they don't listen and they do it that way. And then they be coming back, huffing and puffing mad at me. And I'm like, I tried to tell you. So,
starting the LLC, though, is a really good idea anyways, because really as a business, think about it, you could rent an apartment and write it off as, you know, studio. You know, I mean, for real, you can write a lot of shit off with a business going and you can get better loans, better rates, better everything, man. I mean, it's a better idea, to be honest with you, than putting it in your own name.
You're supposed to, like, if you're doing this, you're supposed to be a business because you're conducting as a business. And then you can sign checks and you don't have to put your government name out there because now you got to, like, put your government name out there. So that's just the best way to do it. Somebody say a layer of protection with the LLC. You really should be at an LLC. If y'all need somebody that does an LLC, really like under $500. Actually, it's like $320, something like that. I know somebody, so y'all can DM me. I go through them all the time. Or you can try to do it yourself. I know people say it's free. But
it is free.
It is free. Yeah. And you gotta,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff you got to do. You got to get into the paper. And there's a ton of stuff you have to do to register.
You don't
want to
fuck it up. Like me, I don't want to do that. I just want somebody to do it.
Couple $100 is worth it.
I don't like to do it at all. I'm just, you know, I kind of just let them do it. And they do everything. It's not just one piece of paper. Like, you'll get multiple pieces of paper. And
you'll get your EIN, all that. Boom. Everything taken care of. You know, you get it registered to your states, your taxes, your counties, all that shit. That's key.
In like a week and a half. And if y'all interested, definitely hit me up. I'll give you the information. All right. So you said hell no.
No, I wouldn't. I would be kind of skeevous about it. You know, it's my mother for one thing. You know what I mean? We grew up. She's my mom. You know what I mean?
She's my mom.
Come on, man. That's first and foremost. You're talking to my mom, dog. You know what I mean? That's kind of fucked up. You know. But I mean, if you ask, I would never tell my mother what to do. I was mad cool with my mother. You know what I mean? We had a really cool relationship. And if she wanted to, you know, I'd be like, all right, mine, do you? You know what I mean? I'm not going to hate on my mother. I definitely wouldn't stop talking to her. Right. You know what I mean? If she was dating one of my boys or something, I'm going to start talking to him or, like, clown his ass. You know what I mean? But
right.
I would never stop talking to my mom. Nah.
Right. Yeah. I thought you said you was going to beat him up.
I wouldn't get in a fight with somebody over some stupid shit, you know what I mean? I'm going to get in a fight, it's going to be over my daughter or something that's super important to me, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, if you did something to disrespect my mother, now it's a different story.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But if you're being nice, dating, and doing nice things to her, I mean, I ain't going to be happy with you. I mean, like I said, it's my mother, you know what I mean? But at the same time, do you, man. I'm not here to tell nobody what to do or get upset with you. I'm just not going to fuck with you no more.
Right. Okay, we got one that agree with me all night long.
I mean,
no,
who cares? Like, I'm not pocket watching them. I'm trying to do me. Don't worry about what I'm doing. I don't worry about what you're doing, you know?
All right. You can't stop your mom from doing what she wants to do. Mom be freaks out here, and dads be freaks, too. You know?
That's where I would draw the line. I'd be like, I don't even want you to talk about my mother like that. You know?
Right.
You better never
exactly.
say some shit like that.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to hear none of this shit. Like, I don't want to hear
hell
no.
Nah, hell no. Nah.
You know? All right, so what's going on with you, music-wise?
You know, chilling. I'm I got a new EP coming out at the end of the month called Mental Health, H-E-L-L-T-H, Mental Health.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little 5-pack I put together. I've been thinking about a couple of interludes and things in between it, just kind of put some little flavor, some 90s flavor to it, you know what I'm saying? Some character in with it, you know what I mean? But so I got that dropping at the end of the month. I'm going to start doing, I've been starting doing some promotion for it. So I'm going to start pushing a little bit on that. I got a little mic drop thing that I put together, so I'm kind of editing all that right now. I got a video coming out, I'm doing kind of old school videos where it's, you know, my budget is what it is, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm dropping two songs per video, so I'll start with one, and then it transitions into the next video. If you kind of remember old school videos, they did that every now and again, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of the take I'm going to go with it, is that I can drop two at a time and push sound out there, but then show a different variety of whatever I'm, you know, generally from the same LP or EP, you know what I mean, it will be from, but show a different sound from each of it, you know?
Yeah.
Try to push my shit.
Old school, you ain't really got to do so much, like, especially if you freestyle, right, or, like, if you just spit something.
I do freestyle,
They want to hear you just spit. Like, I think you don't even really need to do that. Like, you get the camera, boom, 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 and, you know, because you got some lyrics on you, so I feel like you'll be good. You don't even need a lot of stuff. Just put the music out, put the content out every week or whatever.
Yeah, see, I do several times a week, you know what I mean? I kind of got a formula. I work with the one dude in here. I'm a start messing with him a little more, you know what I mean? The Shadow Works, dude, that's my boy. So shout out for being in there if you're still up in here, dude. You know what I mean? I appreciate you, bro. So we're pushing to the future, you know what I mean? So merch is another big thing I've been looking at. Kind of drop shipping versus holding it down, you know what I mean? I definitely want to hold some down to go to shows and open mics and shit. But I think drop shipping it just through a website and, you know, at order at bay, you know what I mean? Kind of is not a fucking bad idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's something I gotta push for this second year, you know?
People was interested when I did the when you came on last Monday, the video clip that you redid over, they was like, yo, they fucking with you heavy.
So like, yeah, the one I did with the books in the background.
Yeah,
that shit is tight, yeah. Cause I do all that on, I do all pretty much my own editing, y'all. I shoot on my own video, I do all my own editing. I work with a dude to shoot my videos, Nick West TV. But, you know, everything else that has come out, like all my content, all my promo marketing, I do all that shit myself. You know what I mean? I take the time, I shoot the video, I edit it, I fucking scrupulate it. You know what I mean? Like hours and hours of time, man, you know? But so I chop it up into little pieces, throw it together, put the music behind it or freestyle a lot because people do like to just hear you freestyle, you know? So I do get on and freestyle quite a bit on my IG page and shit. So,
No,
I try to put myself out there, you know?
The one where you was behind the chair, like, peeping. I was like, oh, my God, how do you do that?
The one where I was what?
You was, like, behind the chair, like, standing behind my chair. I was like,
on the post, you know. Oh, I was behind the thing, like, looking around it.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute now.
Yeah. So just a couple of programs I mess with, you know what I mean? So I try to – I'm a huge art dude, you know what I mean? Even as, you know, doing music and artists, so to speak, and I'm Steve, but I'm huge into art. You know, still photography, abstract painting. You can see the one in my back right there my brother did. You know, just all types of artwork. So I believe that like an album or an EP or promotion or anything that goes with it has to kind of fucking push the whole concept along. You know what I mean? But it's got to be striking. Like, I don't want digital art. I really don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like old school kind of art, real photography, and then play with the coloring, play with the imagery, put things in together that maybe don't belong, you know, like that type of artwork, you know what I'm saying? So just like striking artwork, visual.
It was fun. It was definitely crafty. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
So I throw them shits all over the place, you know what I mean? And
true.
I try to promote your show because this is a dope, like everyone's been saying, you know, this is a dope platform, man. And, you know, I'm happy that, again, it's the third week now you've been with me and you mess with me and I will when my sound blows up, because it will, and I will always throw it out. Be like, yo, Air It Out Radio, be jamming my shit still to this day, yo.
You better.
Yeah, I got you.
What track we getting into tonight?
So I either have No Love there, and I did send Hard Times. So you can pick whichever one you got queued up. I know Hard Times, I sent it kind of late into the show.
No,
so if you
want
to say that for next week, that's cool. If you want to jam that one, throw that one on. Because that's it's kind of plugged into the mental health album, you know what I mean? It's not on the album, but I'm saving it for a different thing, but it's not a release song right now, you know what I mean? So it's a flavor for people.
No, I have it in. I just put it in while I was talking. I had like a little time. I was like, let me put this thing here. So it is.
It's a little different, you know what I mean? It's about mental health, you know, and that's what it is. It's about hard times, you know what I mean? Because I've been through them. I'm in the midst of hard times right now, and I'm just kind of pushing through. You know, you either at the beginning of a storm, you're in the middle of a storm, or you're just getting out of one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting out of it. You know what I mean? And I got my rain gear. I'm throwing my slickers off, and I'm putting my cap on, and I'm ready to start fucking pushing this shit, you know? So I'm just getting out this bitch, and I'm ready to go forward. So hard times is was at a dark and kind of a low point in my life, actually, when I wrote this track and then recorded it several months later. But it's dope. It's one of my favorite tracks I ever recorded.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to tap in right now. So, you know, scale of 1 to 10, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, shoot. Am I in the right one? No. I just moved it around. All right, so I'm going to post up right now. Air it out.
All right, yeah, I appreciate it. And tap in all the artists out there, too, man. Keep grinding, keep pushing. You know, just keep throwing your sound in here. Everybody's grinding it, man. I love it.
All right.
I've
been on the path. You always speak what's on my mind.
Crazy in the workings of this paradigm. I find myself in the climb, rat for the swine. In a woman I treated divine. And my P.O. be popping by on my careless mind. Failing climb on a day-to-day grind. Labor away, travailing on time. Hard to feel fine, hard to find a hard line. Hardly to find a hard heart, hard to start. Hardly to part, hard off and hard headed. Hardly alive, it's hard to survive. It's hard to die, I try. Shit, I'm dead inside.
Like I said, a variety of music because I get bored very easily. I get bored. We got to end. Got a five. Yeah, man. What up, what up? If you're just tapping in, this is Air It Out Radio Mondays 10 to 1 on Magic Fire. Tonight's topic is, would you allow, I ain't gonna say allow because they're gonna do what they want to do. Would you be okay with your mother or your father dating one of your friends? I know, tough topic, right? Now, tonight, he was the only one that agreed with me. I was just like, I don't really care. As long as they ain't hurting my mom or my dad or anybody ain't hurting my mom, I'm cool, you know. They grown. They're going to do what they want. Motherfuckers. I don't have, like, my life is too busy to really be chasing after nobody. You know, I'm just, like, I ain't even going to hold you. Like, I could beat you up a couple times, and then it's like, nigga, I really don't have time to be chasing after nobody. You know, spit without Spitz Nelson. You know, after a while, it's like, shit, fuck it. You don't wind up giving in after a while. Unless you just have no life. Me, I have a life. So I don't really see myself really just doing that shit all the time. Chasing after you. trying to see if you fucking with my mom or dad. Like, nah, I don't have time for that. I'm just like, listen, y'all grown. Tell me, I don't wear no shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. I don't wear nothing. Don't come to me about shit. Don't talk to me about shit. You know what I mean? That's, I'm going to be on that type of time. No, don't say shit to me. Don't tell me about her. I don't want to hear nothing about him. Vice versa. You know? And I'm definitely cutting your ass off. Okay? That's how it goes. For me, I can't speak for y'all. You grown. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could sit up there and be like, yeah, I'm going to fight you every time. I ain't doing that shit. I'm not doing that. Even like if my child was messing with a nigga, I don't want you to mess with. I'm like, listen, I'm just letting you know. He ain't shit, you know he ain't shit. Like, what you want me to do? Like, I don't have time to be, I'm trying to live my best life. You got to learn your life, nigga. Learn your life. Make the mistakes. Get your shit fucked up. And then you'll get it. I did my mistakes, okay? I did my shit. Good job, TK. Keep grinding. Yes. You're going to get pulled into the breakup guarantee. Yeah, like, I don't have time for that. I'm not trying to involve myself in none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, some of your friends, like my girlfriend, she break up with her man every other month. Bitch, help me move. I'm like, bitch, I am so tired of you moving. Okay, you move the shit out, then you move the shit back in. You move the shit out, and you move the shit. Bitch, I don't have, like, I'm tired, okay? And you know how stressful moving is? Like, moving is stressful. It's a lot. And then, you know, she got three kids, and it's a lot. So I'm like, bitch, you move. I told her, you move next time, you on your own, okay? Because this is enough. Tired, okay? My bones ain't used to all this. And then they have the nerve to have fucking stairs. And, you know, like, that makes it worse. When you got fucking stairs, couple levels. You're like, you know, bitch, you better hire somebody. So, yeah, back and forth. Like, fuck, yeah, every other month, I'm dead ass serious. You know, a whole bunch of toys and shit. And, you know, you know what I mean? And then, you know, when you do that fast packing, you just pack everything in bags and shit. You got, like, 50 bags. I ain't gonna hold you. That's a quick move. You know, you get those trash bags. You know what the fuck time it is. You know what I'm saying? You said, you got to get them hefty joints. You know what I'm saying? Get them hefty joints. You just throw everything in that bitch. Wow, 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 wow. Hanger and all. Wow, wow. You fuck. Them hangers, them black construction bags, those are the ones you want. Yeah, I'll be like, bitch, I'll be right over. Let me go get some bags. And you try to get them little tiny ass bags you get at the store. No, bitch, nah, them bitches gonna rip, split. Nah, you gotta get the heavy duty bags. You know what I mean? Pack a whole bunch of shit in that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'll pack you in that motherfucker. Shit. I done packed the whole house with nothing but bags before. Like, I'm tired of this shit. You know, but yeah, the hefty duty black bags is where it's at. You know what I mean? It gonna cost you a little extra. But they fucking worth it. Because after that shit, after you unpack everything, you know what I'm saying? After you unpack every fucking thing, you can still use it again because they fucking still good. Control. You need a 30-gallon. I'm trying to tell you. Shit. What color is it? Let's pick black. It's all black. It's probably not black right now. It's probably gray. But yeah, like shit. You can recycle them bitches, you know, you pull that, and that bag's still good. You take that shit out of there, that shit be like, it don't be a rip or hole in that bitch at all. Like, you be like, yeah. You fold that bitch up, put it back in. Nigga. It's just shit. I don't know, because I done moved a couple times. I be like, we recycle. In this bitch. You hear me? But yeah, like she be moving and moving and moving. I'm like, bitch, I can't take all this moving. Okay? You're going to have to just stay with this nigga. He ain't shit. But, you know, you be trying to convince a bitch to stay with him. Like, look, bitch, just stay with this nigga. Because you don't want to move no more. You're like, I know he ain't shit, but y'all can work it out. Because you don't want to move no more. You're tired of this shit. You're just like, look, just stay with him. Okay? Stay with the nigga. I don't care no more. He ain't that bad. He only gonna cheat on you maybe 5 more times. Maybe. You know, and I got to the point where I'm just like, well, he's not that bad. He's just not. Take care of his kids. He give you a good dick down, right? Okay, see? All right, you're good. Tired of this shit. Like, you know? Tired of this, bitch. Got me stressing. Just stay with that nigga. You know? Because after 4 or 5 moves, I'm done. All right, my back can't take it no more. All right, so let me see. PY and Jay, are you around? PY and Jay, do we have any more scores? Oh, shit, I can't take it. I'm just like, just stay with that nigga. He ain't that bad. I've seen worse. He ain't beating on you, is he? Okay, bitch, you good. You good, bitch. If he ain't beating on you, he good. That nigga ain't beating on you. Okay? He ain't come on last night. Well, you know. Shit happens. Shit, you done been with him this long. You might as well just hang on in there, bitch. You know? I can't take it. I can't take all this moving, bitch. Like, all these goddamn toys. And, you know, you ain't got the toys that fit in the bag all the time. You know what I'm saying? You got the ones that you got to carry. You know, can't throw all them toys in the bag. The bag. Listen, shit. I'm all for just staying with a nigga at this point. You know, I feel like he's not that bad. She was like, yes, he is. No, he's not. And then you got to talk to that nigga and be like, look, nigga, y'all got to work this shit out. Okay? Because I'm tired of her moving. Shit. And be trying to, like, talk to him and talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Look, come here, nigga. Come here. I ain't shit, am I? So it's all about me now. Fuck both of y'all. It's all about me. Because I can't take it no more. All right, I'm going to hell for that one for sure. For sure. I'll probably go to hell for that one. You know what I mean? God, you know what? You know I got a good heart. I'm going to get up there and God going to be like, come on now. You know you wasn't right for this shit. And what about on the 23rd when you did? I'm going to be like, hold on a second. I don't remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know the list of shit that God gonna have on me? I'm not gonna remember all this stuff. He need to tell me now. I'm gonna point it out now, God, because I ain't remember 10 years, okay? Like, you know? Like, remember you did this on the 23rd of March? I'm like, not really. Refresh my memory, God. I'm gonna show a picture. And be like, oh, I remember that shit. What if it's a whole projector, like, you know, a whole video? I mean, like, and reenacting and shit. I'm like, fuck, I'm screwed. Like, oh, you don't remember? Do you remember that shit? I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's what you was talking about. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell for that one, too. God gonna be like, yeah. And then you did this on the 3rd. What was you thinking? Huh? You think I wasn't going to catch you? I'm like, well, I thought maybe I could just kind of get away with it and use them and just let me slide. You know, because that wasn't nothing compared to what such and such did. Because I seen her do some shit. Oh, motherfucking Luna Best. under the bus and shit. But I don't think that was that bad. Like, I mean, I've seen Darice do some shit that I thought was worse. Okay? That's what I would be doing, throwing motherfuckers under the bus. They'd be like, well, we're talking about you, goddammit. You! I'm like, well, I know. But, what about Darice? Because she was fucking up. Okay? He's throwing everybody under the bus. I'm trying to get out of this. Anything, I'm like, what else I got to do, Jesus? Because I don't want to go back down here. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing everybody under the fucking bus. And I'm like, well, I didn't think it was that bad. I saw her doing it, so I thought it was okay. He was like, who the fuck told you that? What if guys be fucking cussing and shit? I ain't gonna be no more good. I'll be like, man, I was up here trying to be good. And I was holding back my cuss words because I thought you didn't curse. You're like, oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. God cusses. I ain't gonna be no fucking good. What if he's just like a hit god? Jay, are you here? He's like, shut the fuck up. Turn around. Get back in line. Tired of your bullshit. Oh, my God. I'll probably be, like, happy. I'll be like, oh, my God, God is so fucking cool. It won't be no more good. Like, you heard that shit? He said, fuck me. Damn. I knew it. He's the only one that can say, fuck me. Did you hear it? Did you hear it, Keisha? He said, fuck me. He told me to get the fuck back in line. Yes, he did. God said that shit. It'll be like, no. That bitch, that wasn't a compliment. All right. You want to have to have devil... heaven, you know what I mean? Hell or heaven. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, bitch. Stand right here. You know what I mean? I don't know. So, Jay, you not here? They gotta be switching that shit up. I go into a store and just get right back to business, right? Like, this bitch crazy. Let's see. Major, are you here? Toward the end tonight, I get a little cuckoo. Cuckoo. Big Major, Jig, One, Me. Whose idea was these names? Somebody was like, yeah, this name is going to work for you. No! This is not a good name. You know what I mean? Yes, fine, I'm here. You want to come on? That wasn't a compliment. Did he say your name? No, I was talking about somebody else. I'm talking about Jig1Me. So, after Big Major, Jig1Me is in here. And Paris, the artist.